welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla. Morning there, Teresa.
Well, let me give you kiddies a little heads up on what's going on today. We're going to have Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney from the Indianapolis Colts just won himself a nice big Super Bowl ring, and I'm guessing is heading toward the Pro Bowl about this time. Played in Hawaii. No. Did not make the Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah, I was doing the research for him. First time in 4 years he hasn't made the Pro Bowl.
Oh, really?
A little bit of controversy.
Well, we don't need to talk to him then.
Well, he also didn't make his flight, so we're talking to him by phone.
I have questions. Mm-hmm. I have sports-related, sure. I don't know anything questions.
Sure.
How come you win the Super Bowl and you don't just automatically go to the Pro Bowl?
Well, it's an all-star team, and not everybody on the Super Bowl winning team is the best at their position throughout the league.
I got that part. Okay, maybe I didn't mean the whole team collectively. Right. But this guy is a big deal from the Super Bowl. He had a big part in winning it, correct?
Yeah, but they make the decision on the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl is played. Oh. They have to make their selections a few weeks back, probably somewhere, I guess. Well, they make it before the end of the season, I think, sometimes.
About 3 weeks ago it was announced, I think.
Was it 3 weeks ago?
Three or four.
It seems to me I remember, like, I can't think of it. It seems like sometimes I hear who's going to the Pro Bowl before the season's over, but it's right about the end of the regular season.
Does
they base
MVP
it on that.
Automatically go?
Nope.
No.
No one knows 3 weeks before who the MVP is.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I wasn't paying attention.
Right. So 3 weeks or 4 weeks before, somewhere around the end of the regular season, maybe a week after the regular season ends, they make their decision. Dwight Freeney goes every year, so I just assumed he went this year, but he didn't go this year, and sometimes things happen. Anyway, he had a great season, and of course he has a Super Bowl ring, which whenever you interview these guys, they always say that's more important. Anyway, for me, the Pro Bowl would be more important.
Really?
You get to go to Hawaii.
You can afford a trip to Hawaii. You can't get a Super Bowl ring.
I'm trying to think, career-wise, everyone wants the Super Bowl ring. On the other hand, I think I'd rather go to the Pro Bowl every year than ride the bench on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I would agree.
Dwight Freeney not riding the bench on any team. But
plus, you always get so much S if you're a great player and you don't go to the Super Bowl. No one ever lets you forget it.
Right. Well, a lot of Super Bowl rings get handed out. I mean, it'd be interesting to find out just how deep they go. Not sure if the cheerleaders get them,
right.
But like the guy, you know, the towel boys and the guys carrying the headsets and the stuff, I mean, they go pretty deep. I mean, I think there's 52 players.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't seem fair. I didn't know there were 52 players, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. But it would seem if you're on the winning team and you wear a helmet and pads and you're dressed in your little uniform and you sit on that bench and the team pays your paycheck, you won the Super Bowl.
Danny, they call them outfits.
Did. You did.
What did I call it?
I'm kidding.
I also call them hats. They wear their little hats.
No, you did. You won the Super Bowl, but nobody's heard of you.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're a Pro Bowler, everyone's heard of you, and you're getting paid 10 times as much.
Yes, I know we're digressing, but I thought of you, Adam, because of the importance of special teams during the Super Bowl and the snapper.
Now, what made you think because of Adam was special teams?
He was a long snapper, yes?
Yes, I was.
I thought you were talking about this kid in the helmet being really an ass.
No. Special teams, very, very critical.
Brian, find out how many Super Bowl rings get handed out by the organization.
Okay. By the way, I was wrong about the Pro Bowl. It's in mid-December, but they add players as players drop out, so they're constantly adding players to the, well, replacing players in the roster.
So what? Mid-December is...
Mid to late December. December
season's 19th. Over, or is it going to the...
Are Christmas Day games, remember?
Oh,
Christmas
yeah.
Eve games.
So. All right, I was right.
Right.
It's not that you were wrong, it's that I was so right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So couple games left in the season, they make their decision.
You are a blinding, brilliant light from heaven.
Yes.
So true. And quite a long snapper.
Thank you. I'd be curious.
Now, like, that is a good name. I didn't bring myself to say TSV. This sounds too weird going from
long snapper.
Long snapper. That ain't bad.
I'd like if my V was on special teams. Don't play much, but when they do, they make a big impact.
Wedge buster.
Nice.
Now, Yeah, I've talked to some Lakers girls and stuff that got, like, championship rings and stuff. And so there's 52 players.
I think those have been left on a nightstand.
Oh, that's how they got the ring?
I don't think.
With their V?
Yeah, I don't think. You know, so, you can't give a cheerleader a championship ring.
So here's the picture. Silhouette, a steamy shower, 7 foot tall black man in the background.
That's my vision
every
night.
And in the foreground, somebody with press on nails. You see the hand slide in onto the bathroom countertop and just grab the ring and slide back out again. Well, I want to find out how many of those, again.
Look, we got a caller who knows how many people get raced.
I was trying to get to MySpace real quick because I've always wanted to race Brian.
All right.
It just came to me about a week ago. Who could get information
MySpace
faster?
MySpace versus Brian?
Yeah.
The smart money's on Brian.
I got a
deep info's on mine.
Let's see who can get me a Diet Coke faster. James?
Your butt bar is not made it in today, by the way.
Well, yes,
he is. There he is. Hi, Jay.
James?
Yeah, no Diet Coke, sorry.
What's going on?
I think cheerleaders most of the time just get necklaces or pendants. They don't get ranked.
Right. Now, that's it in the NFL. Yeah.
Correct.
But Brian has an answer.
I don't
want to
interrupt
here.
James if he has information. He can go
ahead. How do you know this information, James?
Well, I played in the NFL for several seasons.
Oh,
you did.
What did you play for?
But I don't have a ring.
What team, James?
The Bears.
Oh, you did? What years did you play?
86, 87.
Ooh, you just missed the ring then. When you came on the year after they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's the worst part, is coming in after the fact.
What position did you play?
Tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you that I know exactly how it feels to come in and be the new guy.
I thought it feels to be a tight end.
No, I haven't known how that feels in quite a while.
Well, James, can you tell us your last name, or are you trying to be private?
Thornton. Yeah.
Oh, I know that name.
You know
him? There's been a few Thorntons in the NFL over the years. You didn't start, did you, James?
Oh yeah, I started.
James Thornton.
Oh.
To check that out.
AKA RoboCop.
White guy with big arms?
Yeah.
You know him.
I do remember I do remember Thornton. I don't know why James screwed me up. No, well, all the white, everyone's got big arms. No, but he had didn't you have exceptionally big arms on you?
Yeah, I got pretty big. I was a quarterback in college down in Fullerton.
Mm-hmm.
So I got pretty big.
You showed up the season after the Bears had one of the best NFL teams in history.
Exactly. Surely that, exactly.
Right. Well, still cool.
Yeah.
And you played with Walter Payton and Singletary and all those guys.
Yep.
And where are you living now, James?
Santa Rosa.
So, my dad lives up there.
How did the Super Bowl, how does the ring count go? How many rings do they hand out? Do you know?
Every year it gets bigger, and it depends on the owner as well and the generosity there. But it goes as far down as the equipment manager in most cases.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So they may hand out 200 of these rings.
Yeah, and it's changed throughout the years with the stones. There weren't diamonds, and people have optional upgrades and things of that nature.
Optional upgrades. Yes,
check this
Brian.
Out. James Thornton won the 1988 Brian Piccolo Award from the Chicago Bears.
What's that an award for?
Don't get a ring for that either.
Piccolo is like the 22-year-old guy who died from... Right. You ever seen the movie Brian Song?
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Brian Piccolo.
I got to run, guys, but nice talking to you. Love the show.
Thanks,
James. Thank you very much, man. So in my race with Brian, because I couldn't get on right away, here's what I got. Hey, talk about NASCAR! That's what I got.
And that was just from Gretchen.
My race with Brian didn't go quite the way I had dreamed it would.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of those things where somebody might say, well, how do you know that was James Thornton? I mean, how do you know that's not a guy I called up and said he was James Thornton? They would pick another player.
Yeah.
That, and you can always tell. Once you talk three questions deep, you can totally tell if somebody's making something
up. And he had information about the cheerleaders getting pendants.
Yeah. And which makes sense.
No, that was exactly who that said it was.
Mm-hmm. Brian.
In the NFL, you get from the league, the league pays for 150 rings for the winning team, and if you want more, you have to buy them yourself. The league doesn't care how many you get.
The owner will buy them. The owner will buy them.
That's interesting. He was talking about upgrades, too, on the rings.
Wonder what you get. Maybe a set of stone?
In Chicago, Chicago is so different from living in L.A. It couldn't, aside from freezing, it couldn't be more different. Even though I was not into sports at all, I knew the Bears really well. I'd talk to them all the time. You know, so you would see, they'd show you that, like, because there were some guys that had them on all fingers. You know, they'd been on different teams and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, you'd tap on them and go, that one's worth 150 grand. So they're not all the same.
Mm-hmm. And it is, it's always sad, but I always enjoy it when some guy has to hawk a ring or a belt or something.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Depressing, yes. But just fascinating.
Well, you know who doesn't have a ring? Sarah Silverman.
Mm.
Not she married to your best friend, Jimmy Kimmel.
Look at you go.
So she's coming in today.
Oh, and coming in. Yes,
that's
a very nice transition. Yeah.
Thank you.
Got hooked up on Dwight Freeney.
I love Sarah Silverman. I can't wait for her to come in. I mean, I don't know her personally very well. But
I talked about her with my wife last night.
She's very funny.
She reminds me of the female Bill Hicks.
She seems to be the envy of all who strive to be funny.
Yes.
She really, I mean, in a business where everybody hates everybody and nobody agrees on anybody, everyone seems to be able to agree on Sarah Silverman.
Pretty much everyone you talk to either would like to be her or sleep with her.
Mm, hold on. Okay. Jerry's calling from a pawn shop. And, you know, I have my list of things I'd like to do.
Yes.
You know, we're jumping to a body of water with a knife in my mouth, so on and so forth. Hawking some championship belt or ring when I bottomed out at a pawn shop.
Right.
Even though it's what you do when you've hit rock bottom, it's still one of the coolest moves you can ever do.
Yeah.
Really?
You come walking in, you're grizzled, you smell of rye, and you just pull off that championship belt and broken nose.
Your nose is smashed up against your face.
You set that belt. I mean, here, the greatest one is take the belt and the Super Bowl ring. And what do I get for both these?
Isn't the cool moment when you're able to buy it back?
I don't know. I just think it's bitching the idea that you had a Stanley Cup to hawk in the first place.
This is where Adam and I would differ on personal experience. One, when he says, so when I was swinging a hammer. The second he says that, I'm done. I'm kicking back and I'm listening.
Right.
But where do you think all the Partridge Family musical instruments equipment I stole went?
So you pawned, say, a Partridge guitar.
I pawned everything.
Wow. Mm. Did you get it back?
No. And it was broke for 15 years.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah?
You have a Super Bowl ring for sale at your pawn shop?
No. There's a pawn shop right down the street from where I work. And they have a Super Bowl ring there for $100,000. It's the 2001 Rams-Patriots Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Whose do you think it was?
I don't know. It says on the $100,000 in white gold diamonds, and it says, no, you cannot touch.
Well, it is somebody on the Patriots, I can tell you that.
No,
because,
you cannot afford.
They won that game. Well, when you go back and watch these games, as I did, you know, the NFL Network plays all the old Super Bowls, even going back just 4 or 5 years, and you watch these games, you hear names that you don't hear anymore that you barely remember. You realize how many guys pass through that revolving door.
Yeah.
How many guys are starting in the NFL, getting a Super Bowl ring, making a game-winning tackle, and then have been out of the league for 4 years now, and that was only 5 years ago.
Sometimes faster.
They don't hang around. It's not like they're country singers.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Where these guys just constantly and never seem to go away. They go away very quickly. A new batch comes in, and you forget them almost immediately.
Or us, if you're any good. There's a guy out of Chicago, 94 years old, just signed a $100 million deal for 10 years. Now, of course, it's got provisions in it for his death. And he's a big name. I can't believe I don't know it offhand. You'd know it.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's huge. He's huge, but he's 94. You can grow. That's what I like about this so much more than television. You do a television show, and then you're that guy.
I know that morning show. Booger and the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah. Booger's now almost 100.
Wow. Bart Money was on the Crypt Keeper.
Well, what a sad thing to picture this guy who was in the Super Bowl in Vegas pawning his ring.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Yeah. All right, so Jerry?
Yeah.
How do you know this ring is for sale in the pawn shop?
Because I went in there looking for a generator, and while they were in the back, you know, figuring out the price for the generator, I was just scoping out the pawn shop, and I seen it in their case.
I feel like there's certain jobs. Thanks, Jerry. I feel like there's certain jobs that just are like some sort of bilge pump you hook up to your soul, that it working...
Wow.
working there for 5 years is like working any job for 30 years. Yeah. You know, like meter maid.
Right.
I mean, just ruining people's day every day,
right.
Having every single person you confront, every person you come across in your job is going, you know what? I hope you get cancer and that three-wheel Harley blows a trike. So, I hope that thing turns over.
God, it's like he read my mail.
Yeah. No, there's certain jobs. Pawn shop is that job. Everybody you see, at least half the people you see, are strung out,
down on their luck.
They've officially bottomed out, and it's time to take the wedding band and see if they can get $150 for it.
The thing is, pawn shop guys are notoriously, I don't want to say cruel, because they're not necessarily,
cold.
But they're... Well, they're in business,
right.
And in business, business is profit. Mm-hmm. And I think after a couple of years, you see the more effed up a person is
right.
And the possession that they have, the more money you can get. If you need, because I remember one time I was watching some very, very bad movie, and I said to the guy next to me, how the hell do you think they got that girl to do that? And he said, you'll do a lot for your next hit. Just like that. I went, oh, my God.
So, you
so I think some pawn shop guys come in with your stuff, and I know a little of this from experience, and they just see a dollar sign where you have your misery store.
And I'm guessing that because this ring was pawned in Vegas, and who knows who it's from, but perhaps the guy had a gambling problem. And I'll tell you, my mom for 2 seasons worked at the sports book at a casino, and she had to quit because it was so depressing watching the same people over and over place losing bets, and she couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you working around the people constantly is almost as bad as being the person.
Yeah.
There's a new person. But it's funny because I was thinking of technology this morning. I couldn't see. I couldn't find my shoes. And so I just hit my phone and the light came on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first 9/11? I mean, not the first 9/11, the first bombing of the World Trade Center where it did not collapse and people were let out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the famous guy with the Timex watch that glowed?
Mm-hmm.
And it got 100 people down a stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's just recently, and now everybody would turn on their cell phones.
Right.
Everybody would have had a light. Within a decade, this guy was famous, and Timex got famous over him leading the way with this little green light that came out from his watch. And now everybody carries a personal light with them, almost everyone.
Did he get that watch at a pawn shop?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Adam, were you trying to find the connection in your mind?
I was looking. I was looking for the watch.
Technology.
But technology is the pawn shop connection?
Yeah. Wait, now
help
I forgot what got me started here.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Look.
Point is I don't want to work at a pawn shop. And here's the other thing about a pawn shop. Their deals are horrible.
Right?
I know the price of every single tool, and every once in a while I wander into a pawn shop, and they're like, hey, we got this Sawzall that we got from the bottom of a river. It's 13 years old, and it has 100,000 miles on it, and the cord's missing, but we'll sell it to you for $115. And it's like, well, the Home Depot has the same one with extra blades in a metal case that's brand new for $115 or $116. Like, why would I save $3 to get one that a guy used to dismantle a hooker 9 years ago?
It's not even a good deal at
the No. I don't know. All I know is tools. I don't know how much a bass guitar should cost. I don't know how much a diamond ring should cost. I do know tools, and the places are ripoffs. Maybe you're supposed to barter with them. I imagine you are. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'd like to talk to you at 866-901-ADAM. We all watched To Catch a Predator last night. We'll be going through that in detail in a couple of few coming up on the show.
We also have exclusive clips from next week's show, by the way, that we got from Chris Hansen.
Keep getting these.
Well,
you're in a spot.
Chris Hansen loves Adam Carolla.
That's right, and he supplied us with a special preview for next week. But on that topic, what's the worst you've been busted? What have you been caught doing? And I'm not talking about the cops, per se.
Oh.
I just mean busted.
Cheating. Stealing.
You could have been 12 and your friend's mom could have walked in on you in the bathroom taking care of yourself.
That would kill me.
Yeah, in terms of embarrassing, busted by the cops is bad, but it's not nearly as embarrassing as your stepmom walking in on you taking care of business when you're 13. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so
your
call
stepmom.
Us?
866-901-ADAM. I got a story for you.
Oh, good.
I know Danny does, and T.
Oh, I'm sure I can find some shame in my 29 years.
Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
KLSX, free FM. Tom Likas, free to say, well, what you're already thinking.
If a man is really interested in you, he will wait for sex. That's a false statement. Reality is, I'm going to tell you my perspective as a man. The longer you make me wait for sex, the more turned off I get. It's not the opposite. The longer you make me wait, the hotter it gets. The more I want you. It's the exact opposite. The longer you act like mommy, or the longer you act like a bitch and you continue to deny me, the less turned on I am.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
No payments until June of 2007. Unbelievable. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. With this program, if you close your loan in January, your first payment won't be due until June. You heard me right. No payments till June of 2007. Unbelievable. The first 3 months of your payment are not added to your loan. And yes, the bank is making your payments. And on our 50-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. A FICO score as low as 540 and unlimited 30-day lates. With the 50-year payment, over 30 years, your payment will stay low while still paying down the principal. Yes, you heard me right, while still paying down your principal. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Okay, go with me on this. Imagine if you could bring your best friend to work with you.
Johnson, I need that report by 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir, yes.
Who's that guy in the flip-flops?
Sir, that's...
Chill out, butthole. We're downloading porn now.
Oh, that's not so good. How about this? Maybe you should bring Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work instead.
Yeah.
The downside is half of those marriages are going to end because half the straight marriages end. And legally, you're going to lose half your stuff, whereas now you don't.
Just sometimes you do.
Maybe gay people love each other more than straight people. You say anything about that?
Well, you have to fight harder, I think.
You have to. How disgusting the sex is. It's got to be love. That's love, man.
Yeah, you
it's
can't,
love,
you can't
baby.
Do that with somebody that you just like. I mean,
take Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work with you at 971freefm.com. Because your best friend's probably an idiot.
Dude, I just totally scratched your name onto the hood of your boss's car. It's red!
Johnson!
Oh. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Workdays 10 to 3.
Online at 971freefm.com.
On air at 97.1. Now sounds like
free,
free,
free
FM. Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
Pro Flowers. I just had a diabolical plan, I'm going to tell you guys.
Perfect time.
Pro Flowers, yeah. Valentine's Day is, 1 week?
Yeah.
1 week. You guys better get on it. And I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it these days is Pro Flowers. You just go online, you get your dozen roses for $29.99. That must be a typo. Must be $299.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to apologize to my wife. She was up and listening. She brought me a dozen roses yesterday, because I'm always talking about being romantic. And when she left, she had left the price tag on. And it was $50, $49.99, and they were nice. It's twice that price.
Right.
Yeah,
listen, everybody, you're not buying a baseball mitt. It's not something you're going to hang on to for 40 years and then give to your son to use. You don't bequeath roses. They die in 2 weeks. Well, the Pro Flowers ones die in 2 weeks. The ones you buy in the corner die in 4 days. I know I keep saying this. I got some about 3 weeks ago, and just yesterday I looked at them and said, all right, I'll give them 2 more days and then I'll chuck them. But, I mean, we're almost going on a month here. I don't know how they do it. They got this little flavor packets they dump in. The point is you go to proflowers.com, you click on the radio microphone over there, and you type in my name, Adam. They give you a deal, and they do it now, and they do it soon, and they do it before Valentine's Day. Proflowers.
Tuesday. The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free.
97.1.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Free FM. Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Blackjack's a little tired this morning. He was up late watching To Catch a Predator. And by watching, I mean taking notes. From the Super Bowl champion Indianapolis Colts, defensive end Dwight Freeney. And in studio, comedian Sarah Silverman. Hey, she's the funniest Jew since me. Hey.
Thanks, Jack. Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we're talking about getting busted on the topic of To Catch a Predator. We have some good stories here. I have a nice sort of quaint one.
Huh.
I was at my buddy Ray's house. When I say house, I mean crappy apartment.
Right.
Yes. Growing up. And by the way, Brian, people don't like it when Ray comes in and you don't play the monkey sound effect because of how much...
You're scared of Ray.
How angry Ray gets when you play the monkey sound effect. So when I bring up Ray, please. But his mom is a German immigrant.
I didn't know that.
She had 4 kids, Rob, Ray, Rich, and Ron. I remember one time I was laughing with Kimmel about that. I was saying, how lame is it for parents to pick the same first letter for all their kids and just do it? Like, you know, Rob isn't a particularly nice name, but we have to go. We'd love to name him Justin, but we have Ray and Rich, so we've got to go Rob.
Keep our theme.
And Jimmy pointed out that he was Jimmy, his brother was John, his mom is Joan, his mom is James, and his sister is Jill.
Wow.
And I said, "This is awkward. This is awkward." And another time, I pointed out to him about the junior. I'm like, I think that's a blowhard move to name your kid. I forgot his dad was James Senior. So I've been popped twice on the make fun of the name game with Kimmel. But I still think it's a little, I do, and maybe just because the Corollas are so fractured and we barely, I don't even have a middle name. My family, so lazy and poor and apathetic. But the point is,
they couldn't afford a middle name.
I wouldn't name, well, what about lead in the pencil when you have to fill out
I'm with you.
That report? No. I would feel weird like going, when people are going, oh, okay, and what's your son's name, Adam? Like, I just feel like, I know it's tradition, I know it's around, I know people do it all the time, I know if you're black and get away with it, but I feel like, I don't know, like if my wife said, yeah, I want to name the daughter after me, I'd be like, why don't we pick another name?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to yell out your name and then have both of you ignore me. I know you're going to say, come running down the stairs.
Like the dog. My dog, right now I come anywhere near the house, the dog goes crazy. Wife and kids couldn't care less. My dog loves me.
D, no. D, yes, I say.
Do you have a...
Ray's story.
Yeah.
That's right. I was at Ray's apartment.
And we, by the way, the monkey sound is because Ray throws feces. He threw it at your ear.
I thank you.
And he pooped in your hat. So play the monkey sound.
Yes. He didn't throw it at my ear. He did it like you get a pie in the face, except for he hit me in the ear. And it was in the middle of school hours, in the middle of a crowded school. That was the difficult part. 4,000 people.
And he lives to this day?
He was just in here reviewing a movie
yes,
with Ozzy.
Yes, he's a very scary man.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I ran after him for 10 minutes and then decided I better get out of the school because a dookie stuck to my head. And it's during school hours. But I went over to his house, and Ray has a very unique relationship with his mom. He has I've seen him put his penis in his mom's best friend's ear while she was talking on the telephone. I was there when he asked his mom whose Johnson was bigger, his dad's or his new stepdad's.
I heard you mention
Johnson. One was longer, one was wider. So his mom has much candor.
Very.
And Ray was upstairs in the apartment above us babysitting for some reason. I had stayed behind and gotten hold of his Frisky magazine. Now, this wasn't the 50s or the 60s, but for some reason, porn had a long shelf life back in the day. There, you'd be looking at stuff in 1979 that was from 1955 just because someone's brother gave it to them before they went off to the service or something. I feel like porn turns over faster now. I feel like everyone is looking at porn that was shot about 6 months ago, and in 1979, I was looking at stuff that was shot like with Dean Martin in the Gold Diggers, you know?
Until Gretchen found my one porno, because she won't allow porno in the house.
Right.
It had John Holmes in it, and people with hair all the way out to here. Nobody groomed back then.
Right.
And I lived with that one tape forever, and now I went out and I bought a toy, and it was over $100. And the guy said, oh, with over a purchase of $100, you just get to grab it, maybe.
That was before the engraving, too.
you get this package, and it was like 10 pornos. And they had changed so... It was... Like, what can you do next? Have you seen any of these recent things?
I've not seen porno in 30 years, Danny.
Yeah,
oh, my
God.
What are you talking about? Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Not since that Frisky magazine.
I'm saying, thank you, I'm saying that the stuff turns over fast, but back then, it just seemed like that one you had for 10 years, and I got hold of Ray's Frisky. And I was taking a look at Ray's Frisky. Now, I'd set myself up a nice blanket on his crappy apartment floor in his bedroom.
How old were you?
I must have been ninth grade or something like that.
Oh, young.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't like in high school or something. I was about ninth grade.
13, maybe.
13, 14 years old. And I said, ooh, I got Ray's Frisky magazine. I popped that baby open. And I just had my blanket and my pillow on the floor when Ray's mom, Irene, came walking into the bedroom. Of course, I quickly tucked the Frisky into the blanket. And she said, Adam, what are you doing sleeping on the floor? And I said, oh, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm good. And she said, nonsense. We'll put you on a mattress. And I said, no, listen, Mrs. Oldhoffer, I'm fine right where I lay. And she said, no, nobody's going to come to my house and sleep on the floor. Let's get you up. Let's get you onto this mattress. I said, no, really, I'm good. I'm good. No, I insist. No. And it was really the kind of thing, like out of a sitcom where she grabbed then part of the blanket.
Right.
She was pulling it, and I was tugging back. Like, no, no. So then my attempt was to gather my sheet and my blanket up in such a way where the Frisky magazine didn't fall out of it. So it was one of those things where she was like, come on, get up. Let me get this thing. You know, I'm going to fluff the, you know. And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I was balling up the mattress into this, you know, cradling it, balling up the blanket, I should say, and like cradling it. And then she'd throw a little cot mattress down. Then she's like, give me the blanket. Let me spread the sheet out. And I was like, I got it.
Like,
tugging around. I actually pull it off in such a way where I kind of shield her and, you know, lay the sheet out, get the whole thing laid out, and she never sees the Frisky magazine.
Ah.
And then, of course, Ray comes in an hour later, and I'm like, oh, man, Ray, close call with your mom. Last night she came in to make the bed, and I had the magazine. I didn't want to know what to do, so I hid it. Oh, okay, good. Next day at breakfast, hey, Mom, come here. Uh-huh. Hey. When you came in and made the bed last night, Adam had a Frisky. He was masturbating. He was hiding it from me. Okay, thanks. That's how it's exactly how. I mean, when I told Ray how cheap my dad was, it wasn't 5 minutes before he was telling my dad how cheap I just said he was. He was the guy who would just say anything to anyone and immediately pass it on. So
it's one of his lovable qualities. He doesn't really have a superego, but it's also one of his awful qualities.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If he's your friend, he's your friend and fine with me. But, I mean, from this description, I would hate him.
I don't know what it is
about. Are you kidding?
About guys, or at least about the guys I grew up with, but every one of my friends has done worse things to me than any enemy or stranger. And for some reason, that just binds you that much tighter. Brittany over here caught both parents having sex.
We worry about that one.
Ooh. I'll tell you, that is the one bullet.
Caught by her parents.
Oh, by her parents.
Even better.
No, I lost funny. I have a 12-year-old daughter. That's all I'm focusing on now. Oh, my God.
Brittany?
Yeah?
You were caught by both parents?
Yeah, I was 15 years old, and my parents had went out to dinner, and I invited my boyfriend over and thought that they were going to be gone a little bit longer than they were, and the door unlocks, and me and him are in the living room on the couch, stark naked, and they walk in. They're like, my dad was like, oh, my God, get your effing clothes on right now. He's all, we're going to walk out of the room. He's all, you guys, get your clothes on. We need to talk.
Now, didn't you want to go into your bedroom and do this?
No.
Your Psych 101 says she wanted to get caught. First of all, how long does it take a 15-year-old to do this deed?
Well, it wasn't my first time, so...
Yeah, we're talking about your girlfriend, really. Yeah, here's how it would work when I was 15. Hey, you know, later tonight, my parents are going...
Yeah.
Listen, I got a nap.
I've lost all interest in you.
I'm busy.
So you're doing your parents, they leave the driveway, the boyfriend comes in, you get down to business. This whole thing takes, if you really don't want to get caught, 15 minutes tops.
Let's put it this way, Olin. If the Red Lobster was 20 minutes from my house, halfway there, I would have been sponging my forehead and had my head buried in the fridge.
On the other hand, if Red Lobster is 20 minutes away, I might be going for number two. Not to the restroom, but I might be taking my second shot.
Good name for T's V, by the way, Red Lobster.
The bottom feeder.
Well, Brittany.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, I would say that, too. Like, normally, that's my way of thinking. Like, you wanted to get caught. But when you're 15, all bets are off because you're just so stupid at 15.
Your hormones are raging.
Right.
Exactly. It was pure stupidity.
So, did he sit down and... Now, were you guys literally in the act of having sex?
Yes, we were literally in the act. Like...
You did not hear the door open. You did not see, you know... headlights come up the driveway and pack it up.
Nope.
You were having intercourse when your father was standing in the living room.
And my mother. The front door is right next to the living room.
All right, one more thing I got to say. I feel like there's getting caught having sex, which is you holding a sheet up over you saying, please leave the room. And then there's you getting caught having sex where the people actually physically see you having sex. This is that.
This is that. I just want to know, like, who... I don't mean to be disgusting, because I can't think of the word I mean, but it matters to this story. Who was on top?
He was.
Okay. In a way, that's better, I think.
Mm. Better
dad.
Better dad should be looking at the back of a 16-year-old scrotum.
Than his 15-year-old daughter sitting up straight, essentially going, hiya, dad.
That would seem to be the worst thing to see as a father, is your daughter.
To make it worse.
Reverse cowgirl. Yes. Worst position to walk in.
Yes. No, you don't need that.
You are going to get a timeout, my dear.
Are you giving my daughter a Sanchez?
Well, Brittany, was your relationship strained with your father after that, and for how long?
Yeah, it was. It was very awkward for a couple months.
Yeah.
They sat me down and they wanted to put me on birth control and do all that. They thought it was my first time. I told them I just lost my virginity to him. I'm sorry.
I would have given that sofa a Viking funeral.
Yeah.
Lit it on fire and just rolled it out into the bay.
With a dog at its feet.
I'd just be blowing a horn.
just let it slowly
Goodbye,
go out to the bay. That's right.
Well, to be honest, ever since doing this,
I would
this,
have
yes.
to get rid of the sofa. Right, if I yeah. sit dead,
you
and
have
then
to sit on it.
You just what? I'm just sitting there.
I burn the house down.
You know, it's like we were talking earlier. Would you burn move into a house where you knew there had been mass murder?
Right.
I don't know that I could live in a house where I walked in and saw my child having sex.
I know, but one day.
Mm.
Both of your daughters will be having sex.
Well, both of my daughters are one of my sons. That's weird.
Yeah, both you and both of me too. Can we talk to Natalie? Because I feel like her story may resonate for many women.
Okay. Quick question, though, Brittany.
Yeah.
During the sit-down after you guys got suited back up, was the boyfriend included in that sit-down?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
It was harsh.
Yeah. And I feel like the high five was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I can see why Dad left him hanging. I really can. All right. Natalie?
Yes.
I'm still smarting from the last one. What happened to you?
You wouldn't believe this. Age 16, first time at Wildwood, New Jersey, the beach. I had my period. And, of course, my mother was very old-fashioned and felt that I would lose my virginity if I used a tampon. So I had one of those great big Kotexes that weighed about 50 pounds when it was wet.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So anyway, I knew I couldn't go in the water because of the mouth mattress I was wearing. So I was standing along the edge of the water. I had my back to the waves, and I was looking through the seashells as they were washing in with the waves. Next thing I know, I got sucked in by a huge wave, pulled backwards, did a couple somersaults, and just about drowned. When I finally came up for air, my swimming suit trunks were down, and I just kind of, like, lost it for a minute and thought, oh, you know, so what? I'm just going to go back up to the beach and catch my air. The next thing I know, I turn back around. Of course, the beach is crowded. I turn back around, and I look, and what do you see coming in on the next wave?
The red tide.
My Kotex schooner. And, of course, I knew everybody in the whole beach could see it. So, of course, I can't just let it come in and ignore it. I'm 16. I'm embarrassed. I know everybody knows it's mine. So I go running out to the water, pick it up when it comes in, and I take it up to the sand, and I proceed to bury it.
A lot of memories in this sand.
I go over to my mother, and I tell her that I hate her.
I got to tell you that I must not be that good at this, because my answer to both of these so far is I'd kill myself.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't know. Oh, God. I don't like being embarrassed.
I don't either. I'm trying to think. I mean, there are people that seem to have, I don't know, a tolerance for it. Like, people aren't bothered by the heat. You know, there's some people that just aren't bothered by the heat or aren't bothered by the cold or aren't bothered by fill in the blank. There's some people, and it doesn't seem to be connected to how smart they are or dumb they are or what they do for a living or how much they make. There's just some people that seem to be almost impervious to embarrassment.
Yes, there are.
And these are the people like where you go, they're like, oh, man, I got a carbuncle on my ass. And I go, whew, what are you going to do? Have one of your buddies lance it? No, I'm going to the doctor. Jeez, I don't know. I'm going to the emergency room. Is it kind of, you're dropping your pants and you're spreading your cheeks and you got some lady you never seen with a glove on? Why? What's a medical procedure? And you're like, I know, but your pants are down. And they're like,
an exacto knife.
I don't understand. It's a medical procedure. Like, you know those people? Those people, you inside it, you can sort of tell the litmus test for these people is the doctor. Because the embarrassed people don't like dropping the pants at the doctor. And the people that are impervious to this do that thing where they go, oh, they see this stuff all the time. It doesn't bother them. And you're like, I know, but it's you and your underwear's around your ankles. And the guy's got his hands on your junk. And you're like, yeah, why not? It's a medical. It's part of my body. I wish I could be that way. I really do.
Are you freak?
I don't freak, but I'm like, I've had a carbuncle on my ass before, and I got it.
You got it yourself?
Yes.
With what?
I got, it's another story, but, well, first my idiot buddy Ray convinced me, where's the chimp
sound? Where's the monkey now?
Where's the chimp sound?
I'm scared of Ray.
My stupid buddy Ray convinced me I had a hemorrhoid.
Right.
So I spent $9 on Preparation H and rubbed it on it for like a week and it didn't do anything but get worse. It's like a big zit. It wasn't on my ass cheek, but it wasn't on my tukai or either, whatever. It was up in there. Wasn't on, but it was up in there.
This is great.
I couldn't find the thing. I had to use a, you know how I had to find it?
With a miner's hat?
Well,
an actual miner.
Close. I had to use the same technique that they think the Egyptians used to get light into the center of the pyramids. And I had to use a set of reflective mirrors and a light source. And I finally finally got to it and hit it myself with a pin. I lanced it myself.
Brian played the oh boy sound, but I've seen that configuration done. How many mirrors did it take?
Well, it took...
No, I'm serious. It's like fascinating that he figured this out.
All this almost too exciting to bear.
Here's what it took, and I know this is, just sounds scary, but it took one full-length closet mirror, one sliding closet door full-length mirror, my ass pressed almost against it, and a flashlight that banged the light off the mirror and into the butt.
Wow.
That's how it worked.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Not quite the geographical setup I had in mind.
No, but it was still MacGyver-esque.
Yes.
MacGyver-esque.
Yeah.
Another game we played.
I think it's interesting that Natalie remembers it as if it was yesterday. Like, the memory seems vivid.
Yeah. Brian over here says, caught having sex on tape by mom.
Hmm.
Brian?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was 14 and, our house was getting robbed, my mom's house, mm-hmm. So she had some hidden cameras installed, and I forgot about them, and did school with my girlfriend, and we were having sex on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Again with the couch.
Yeah. Never sitting on anybody's couch.
No. So, I'm like anyone who has teenagers, I'm just going to bring my own ass doily. Yeah. I'm just going to be like spreading it out like a picnic on
their car with the bar stool seats.
Yeah. What are you doing, Corolla? Why are you using a high chair? Don't worry about it.
She was reviewing the footage to see if there had been a burglary, Brian?
My mom was just looking at it. I'm not sure why.
Did she show it to you?
No, but the next day she says, did you go to school yesterday?
Mm.
Yeah, of course I went to school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure, she says, you know. So I knew I was busted for something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that conversation would have went something like this with me. You know, I have tape of you having sex with your hot teenage girlfriend. Oh, geez, Mom, I'm sorry. You want me to throw away that tape? I'll get it.
Okay.
I'm going to take it down the street to a bigger dumpster.
Yeah, we don't want it here.
Here's that conversation with anybody who caught me having sex with somebody I shouldn't have. I have tape of you having sex with a girl. No, you don't. Look, it's your picture. You're doing it. It's a close-up of your face. No, it's not. That is not me. That's what I would do.
That's what
you
do?
I would deny. I don't care if it was me and a goat. I'm denying it all forever. To my grave.
But if it's your mom and you're 15 and it's on your cell
phone.
Well, you can do it all you want. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer can do it. He's still got to go to prison,
you're right.
You know. You're still going to get busted. I mean, there's no way your mom's going to buy that, right, Brian?
Right.
Well, literally, my mom would buy it. I could give my mom money.
She'd literally buy your sex tape.
Here's $5,000. You never saw this. Well, okay.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
How old were you?
14.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you wish you still had the tape today?
That'd be pretty cool, but probably be child porn.
Nice to talk to you.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Yeah. If you're watching yourself at 14 have sex from 20 years ago.
But the girl is 14.
Yeah.
I think you possess kiddie porn.
You just reminded me of I'll make it very, very brief, but mm-hmm. of a shame that I had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day before digital cameras, when I was maybe 18, a freshman in college, I had a boyfriend. He was 8 years older. And we took, they were tasteful, a mm-hmm. few photos. He mm-hmm. talked me into it, but you had to take them to the photo place.
Right. Yes.
And then I didn't think about human eyes are seeing these because they have to develop the photos and make sure they're okay. And it dawned on me while they were there that I've got to get these photos back and destroy the negatives. What was I thinking? Why did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to pick them up. And the way the clerk handed me the photos, it was very clear that he'd probably looked at them and handed them around.
No. Yeah. Well, it's the only perk for working around those chemicals in one of those photo labs is that. And I imagine there was quite a bit of that back in the day.
But I'm sure this didn't happen to you, but almost all the guys I know, because I went to school with the guy. As a matter of fact, my last radio job, the producer had worked in a photo mat. So mm-hmm. there are people who actually did that. And he and another manager that he knew kept every nude photo they ever found and made copies in case that person ever became famous.
Yeah.
Well,
they set out to do that.
These were tasteful. They were waist up. I think I might have even been in a bra, but you wouldn't have wanted anyone to see them.
Bra was around her head, but she was in a bra.
I think I was nonetheless. I was in a bra,
I was
too.
Blindfolded with
the bra. Guy was choking her out with a bra, but yeah, technically she was in a bra. Rough trade.
John's doing nothing.
That's right. Smoking a cigarette. Only imagine what he'd finished
well,
doing moments ago.
The problem was they were poorly lit.
That's
now, don't
right.
you hate that?
We need to take ourselves a break. American Idol was on last night.
Good. Take a listen to this.
All right.
We've never done this before.
Something happened on Idol before that has never happened at an audition before.
Well, I am boycotting until they get it down to 450,000. We'll take a quick break. We'll do some American Idol talk next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere. Adam will be right back. And so will Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hey, it's Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show, and this Saturday from noon till 2, why don't you come see me at the Home Depot in Irvine? We're going to be signing people up to win a whole bunch of $100 Home Depot gift cards, and while you're there, be sure to check out how Home Depot's smart home can make your life more convenient, more safe, and more fun. With over 7,000 affordable lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer that's you can install, Home Depot in Irvine is located right off the 133 at 6200 Irvine Boulevard. We are SoCal's FM Talk Station 97.1, Free FM.
Tonight, it's 30 minutes of painful pranks on an all-new Ouch! That's Funny!
We've installed a virtually invisible pane of super-hardened glass on this Central Park jogging path as a wacky surprise for morning runners. Uh-oh, here comes a young lady now.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, that looked painful!
Her nose is bleeding all over the place.
Isn't it icky?
I think my nose is broken.
More like shattered.
Oh, yes, you're right on that one. But that's okay, because you're the featured injury on tonight's Ouch, That's Funny!
Can you believe it?
You mean you did this to me?
Of course we did! You ran face first into this super hardened glass. Look!
And by golly, it was funny!
But what about my nose? I'm a model, you know?
A model? Not anymore!
Don't miss Ouch, That's Funny! Tonight at 7:30, right after Aramaic Jeopardy on Super TV3.
I'm Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and I dig sports. The real ones. Golf or horseshoes, maybe a sweet way to catch some rays, but they ain't sports. Ultimate fighting, now that's a sport. Swinging a club is one thing, getting clubbed in the face is quite another. Body surfing, a sport. Drag racing, a sport. It's like this. Sports aren't meant to be dainty and delicate, man. They're meant to put your body and mind on or even over the edge. Some people get that, some don't.
Ooh, that sounds good. Oh yeah, what you're about to hear is powered by the men of the square table, who want you to know that the garage fridge is for beer only. Duh. Miller Lite. Good call.
Contortions when she was singing, and it was really distracting, even though she was beautiful.
I hate that. She was
scrunching her face, and so they gave her another chance, and here she is. You can't see it, but she does continue to make the facial expressions again, so you're thinking, did they just track her down and bring her back just to kill her dream the second time? Here she is.
We've never done this before. Choose a song we know, like a Gladys Knight song or something like that.
Inseparable.
Great.
Okay. Inseparable. That's what we'll always be.
She sounds good, right?
Inseparable.
If she's really hot. And she can do this, she's in.
And then here's what they had to say.
Okay, look, I've got to say this. You have some very, very bad habits. Much, much worse than you know, which I don't know if you're ever going to be able to get out of those habits. Okay. But I think we are looking for somebody who is unique. There's something about you. You're like an old school Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, very
you know,
Dionne.
And I think you're too good to pass up on.
Mm-hmm.
So
was she white or was she black?
And
hot, but did facial. This reminds me of this cautionary tale. I remember an episode of The Partridge Family where Keith
Yeah.
Fell in love with a beautiful, beautiful woman who wanted to sing.
What is up with your memory?
She was smoking hot, but she couldn't carry a tune. She was tone deaf, but Keith was so in love that he couldn't hear her horrible voice.
So, but we could.
We, everyone else could, because they weren't in love.
So you'd see us look at her and you'd hear tone deaf.
That's right, but a beautiful blonde. But she was so beautiful, and that Keith insisted that she sing with the Partridge Family when no one else could tell her just how bad she was, because Keith was so in love, and they went to sing on an Air Force base.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't have remembered that for the world.
She was singing. I saw this episode once when I was 8.
Oh, my God.
Her singing was so bad, but she was so beautiful that the guys were standing up and whistling and applauding so loud that it drowned out her dreadful voice.
Right.
That's what this reminded me
of. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You're spooky.
Wait a second. So on the episode, when Keith heard her, she sounded beautiful.
Right. And when you'd cut so you could see that somebody else was watching her sing,
she
was tone deaf. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you something I do remember about that particular episode, and I'm not sure I actually remember it as much as it's been told, so I've heard
you
it again.
You and Chris, the drummer, teamed her in your trailer?
I'm not sure you like girls. she dressed.
Which one, the Semitic, Chris, or the hot Aryan? We get the Jew and the Nazi. Swap them out.
Wait a second, this, that's a porno I rented last week.
This chick is red hot in real life. It's also the 70s, and she's a starlet.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes in some little t-shirt and no bra. Mm-hmm. And the moms, my mom, little Chris's mom, and little Tracy's mom, went crazy and went to the producers and made her go home and redress.
Wow.
Man, you can't dress like that around
children. No wonder you hate your mom. I hate my mom, too.
Listen, I would be remiss if I didn't play you a bad clip. Here is Brian Kyrish. Now, the interesting thing about him is that he's actually won an American Idol competition, one of these mock Idol competitions that they have, you know, around.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the song stylings of Brian Kyrish.
By the license for love, and if it expires, pray hell from above, because in the midnight hour, she cried more,
I've got to say this about that.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I was reading in USA Today. They had an article about these Idol contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was so fascinating. The article, they interviewed a psychologist who mm-hmm. said that a lot of these contestants are mildly autistic. And mm-hmm. one of the...
Severely retarded.
Well, here, mm-hmm. no, they're not retarded. Autistic is different in that you can't read social signals. In other words, like, if Adam, if you're making a face at me, or if there's some intonation in your voice,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to interpret, so I wouldn't know that I was dressing badly or singing mm-hmm. badly.
So, example, like when Jack Silver's in here talking about cooch, and you're going into a fetal position and crying and taking a rape shower, and he just mows through his cooch story. That would be mild autism?
Yes, yeah. Asperger's mm-hmm. syndrome.
Mm,
yes.
Nice. There you go.
So I thought that was very interesting, because you watch and you think, how do they not pick up that they are horrible singers? How do they not know some of them are mildly autistic?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was
fascinating. Some of them just suck and can't hear themselves.
It's kind of where most people are at on 3.5 beers, which is you're talking a little bit loud, you're going
taller.
On a little too long, your wife gives you a kick in the shin at a certain point because you haven't introduced her yet because you haven't finished your high school football story that's been going on for longer than you were in high school. You tune out a little to the sound of your own voice.
The first thing that happens to me when I've had 3 beers, or I don't drink beer, but when I was drinking vodka,
mm-hmm.
I get tall. I swear to God, I'm 6'2". After about 3 drinks, I'm 6'2".
Well,
four drinks, I can dance.
Right. Let me quickly, I can't dance until 10. Let me quickly play you the girl Bailey Brown, and then I have one last clip that I cannot possibly not use a double negative. Okay,
yeah, right.
Here's the girl, 16-year-old, small-town girl. She looks a lot like Jessica Biel, you know that actress?
Mm.
And she's the one that was described as a record label's dream, and now you're not seeing her now. You're just hearing her voice, so I don't know if she'll be as pretty as she looked, but
mm-hmm.
here is Bailey Brown.
We both will be stronger, and we'll lie down in our loneliness, and wake up with our sad, sad regrets, even though we don't know it yet. We both
they were in love
strong.
With Bailey Brown.
Well, she didn't sound, like she's got the greatest pipes, but if you go the country route, it's cool. If you're going the R&B route, you're going the soul route, you really got to back it up as far as the voice
That's
goes.
Right.
Country, I think you could stylize it.
I think
it
so,
and
too. And then lastly,
it.
One of the most unforgettable contestants from last night.
Back in the audition room, the judges are still searching for anyone with real star quality.
Are you the next American Idol?
You bet your sweet ass I am!
Why?
Well, let's see, I got youthful good looks, I know what the kids are into, and I'm bringing sexy back!
Anyway.
Right, what are you gonna sing?
I'm gonna sing one of the greatest songs of all time! Footloose!
Right.
Oh, you're my boy! Bam, ba, bam, ba, bam! Bam, bam! Been working so hard! Been punching my card! 8 hours! Something!
Yeah!
Don't tell you what I got! Now I gotta cut loose! Footloose! Oof. Kick off your Sunday shoes! Jeez! Louise! Pull me up from my knees! Jack! Hey, that's me! Get back! Go and grab my sack. What do you think, peeps?
I tell you what it was like. We've all been to one of those weddings when someone gets drunk and gets up on stage.
Hell yeah!
After a few beers.
Although in my case, it's Zima. You get the idea.
And sings Footloose.
Yep, been there, done that.
And then falls off the stage.
That's a big closer.
Bad karaoke, dude.
Well, how about a little Jovi?
It's completely pointless.
You then.
Some of the contestants get very angry when they don't make it through.
Program director Jack Silver's really been making the rounds lately.
Yeah. Been busy.
I mean, first he was on To Catch a Predator, and then he was on Idol.
The man's on TV more than Ryan Seacrest.
Something tells me he'll be back on To Catch a Predator. Let me just go out with this final thought as you were talking about the Jessica Biel-esque looking 16-year-old with the country singing pipes named Bailey. I'm wondering if they should let people under 18 on this show, because if I watch this Bailey for 6 or 7 episodes and she's all dolled up and she's looking fantastic and she's singing and she looks like Jessica Biel, I will be sitting in my living room looking at a 16-year-old and lusting after her.
Right.
I don't know how that makes me feel. More importantly, I'm not sure how it makes my wife feel. Perhaps I shouldn't talk about it, but you can't help it. If you have a 16-year-old who looks like she's 22 and she looks like Jessica Biel and you see her week in and week out, then they do the backstory about her dad dying in the first Gulf War, you're in. I mean, you can't tell your genitalia to knock it off or to check ID.
The genitalia wants what the genitalia wants.
21-year-old Michael Warriker, an unemployed computer technician, uses the frightening screen name, Can I Rape You?
And as far as the message goes to our society, now I know this sounds creepy and stretchy, but I say all the time, we as a government and as a society can't say gambling is bad and then sponsor a lottery.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't say having sex with underage people is bad and then have a bunch of Miss Teen USA and have a bunch of really hot 16-year-olds parading around in bikinis and go, please, give it another 2 years, fellas. Right. Don't be interested in this. You can't eat your steak tonight. We'll wait for another couple of years.
Were you on the radio when Britney Spears first, of course you were, first broke big in that little red suit and then dressed up like a schoolgirl?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you cautioned by anybody to not talk about how hot she was because she was 15 or something like that?
No.
I was totally pulled aside.
Really?
I went, dude, that chick is, I didn't know who she was. I went on the air, I said, that chick was so hot. And after the break was over, the boss came and said, that chick is 15. Be so careful what you say from now on.
Now, To Catch a Predator, they go 13, they go 12, but underage
is underage.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, now that you guys all think that I'm a creep.
And I just jumped right into my buddy Adam.
T, what's coming up in the news?
Well, a commercial, a very controversial story. A commercial has been pulled. You saw it on the Super Bowl. You will not see it again. Also, an update on that creepy, jealous female astronaut story.
All right. That next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank!
Well, at least he recycled.
Oh, please. I think he built a go-kart out of the last case he flattened.
It's not a go-kart. It's a beer-mobile.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is the epitome of nothing.
Kind
of
like your sex life.
KLSX.
We'll be right back.
now join FM Talk programming genius Jack Silver for his State of the Station address.
Boys, last year I took a lot of crap for programming 97.1 by Dartboard.
Dartboard? What do you mean, boss?
Simple, Schmendrick. I tape show ideas up on the wall, then I throw a dart. And voila, ask the proctologist, Sunday mornings at 9.
But how do we know listeners will like that?
The answer is, we don't. And up until recently, I didn't even care. Then I actually read some of the emails from the listeners. Oh boy, talk about an eye-opener. They loved Adam Carolla, but wanted a better show. So, we ixnayed the traffic, reduced the amount of commercials, and added Danny Bonaducci. I know. And in middays, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are Arbitron rated number one. So I promise to stay in my office, build an a bitch in MySpace page, that way I can't possibly screw up their success. Remember, pinheads, I built this radio station so there's a place where a guy can be a guy. Music to my ears. And ladies, we love you too, as long as we can get in your slacks.
97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM.
This is KLSX, Los Angeles.
SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Robbins Brothers, the world's biggest engagement rings.
Have you watched your adjustable rate mortgage go up every month lately? Or maybe you set up a 3 or 5 year fixed mortgage in the last few years and see a time bomb ticking in your future. Well, you know what? That time bomb may be 1 to 1.5% higher than today's 30 year fix. I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial Mortgage. Unlock the equity in your home to pull cash out, consolidate a high rate second, or your non-deductible credit cards. We can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled in. Our 30 year fixed rates are phenomenal and they won't stay this low forever. So call us at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. Give us 5 minutes of your time, even if you're already in the process with another company. We can run the numbers to see if we can benefit you. Whether you have perfect credit or you've had your credit ups and downs, we can still offer you no closing costs. And by the way, even if your FICO score is less than 500, we can still probably help you. Give us a call at 888-945-4105. Listen, all I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your time. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. 97.1 FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
You hear that bass line, and you know it can only mean one thing. Vermont Teddy Bear. As I said, the good people of Vermont Teddy Bear, based in Battle Creek, Michigan, wanted me to talk to you about... No, of course they're in Vermont. Listen, they didn't run in one of them sweatshops in Indonesia either. Just a bunch of happy, blue-eyed, old white women sitting around sewing teddy bears.
I told you, I think I tell you this every time. I've actually been up to their facility in Vermont. It's really neat. It's like where everybody loves each other. It's like a farm you'd see on a TV show. It's not even real looking.
It would be trouble, though, if you ran into trouble in the parking lot and got stabbed or something. What happened? I was over at the Vermont Teddy Bear Company touring the factory. It was up in Vermont. It was a snowy winter day. Anyway, I was attacked and viciously beaten in the parking lot. I would have to laugh if you told me that story.
Well, not that you're not the craziest person I ever met, but that's so unlikely. Yeah. At the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. A woman named Hazel coming out and stabbing
you. True. That's
true. I'll see it.
That's true. Okay, I say. And now they have all the different teddy bears, and you need to get one for your little lovey-dovey this Valentine's Day. Let's not screw it up. And again, you don't have to go to Vermont.
No, just
and
call.
Do it. Danny said, what? UPS? $14?
I'm
hell no!
There.
I'm driving to Vermont!
Good day, sir!
Lady, gas up the goat! And put the top down. We're going to Vermont.
1-800-829-BEAR.
That's all it takes. 1-800-829-BEAR.
Millions of years ago, there were very few restaurants.
Mm, I love to eat grass. Mm.
And lots of hungry dinosaurs.
British grass.
Luckily, today, we have lots of restaurants and very few dinosaurs.
Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
Confused? Of course you are. That's why you should call the Restaurant Connection at 800-774-FOOD or check them out online at 800-774-FOOD.com. The Restaurant Connection is your free connection to making reservations, getting menus, ordering takeout, whatever you want from the finest eateries in SoCal. Call 800-774-FOOD or go to 800-774-FOOD.com. Sprint PCS customers can just dial pound food. Don't forget to feed your face with Meryl Schindler Saturdays at 5 right here on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM, where the FM stands for...
Look out! Runaway dinosaur!
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask, who else wants one? This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite, even though someone was just at the fridge. Now it's over.
Ow! After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents Great Moments in Local News.
Losing your hair or just need a new look? The hot new hair to have with half the work at 10.
That's a great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, thank you. Things to do with my hair or one's hair is one of these things that I feel like I could fill the Grand Canyon with things I've heard that I don't need.
Yeah.
This is why I rail against the traffic report every day and the weather report, because I feel like I've heard 200 million traffic reports and 3 billion weather reports, and I've not acted on any of them ever. Maybe two, right, where I've said, well, I'll grab my umbrella and throw it in the back
you
of the car.
You did that like one of my first days here, and it's very odd, you guys out there, because I want you to get this if you can. Nobody told me anything about, I don't want to say your idiosyncrasies, but just anything about this show at all. And I do a whole show, 4 hours of radio show, and there's no traffic or weather.
Yes.
For 16 years, I've worked where it's every 20 minutes, no matter what. And you say what time it is twice.
Oh, you go over to the AM station, and it's every 13 seconds. Weather and traffic, everybody. Yeah. You don't need it. You don't use it. Please stop arguing. And things to do with your hair?
Yeah.
I've just heard so many stories about tips and things and whatever. As a guy, especially, that's it. Never, haven't thought about it since the seventh grade. I'm going to throw that into the Grand Canyon on top of the news and on top of the weather and on top of the traffic.
News.
The things, not the
not
news,
the
but
news.
The things not I can do with my news. Hair. But speaking of the news, Teresa Strasser, what's in it, baby doll?
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Well, yesterday we talked about that 43-year-old astronaut, Lisa Marie Nowak, out of Houston. Mm. She went into space last summer, and now she seems to have lost her mind. Yeah. She attacked an Air Force captain for stealing away her man in the parking lot of the airport. And now, here's some developments since yesterday. Mm-hmm. The biggest one, the Florida State Attorney's Office has decided to add an attempted first-degree murder charge to Lisa's charges, which already included attempted kidnapping, attempted vehicle burglary, destruction of evidence, and battery. This means she's the first astronaut in United States history to be charged with a felony. She could potentially face life in prison.
They'll never get her on the attempted murder. Never.
You don't think so?
No. Even though her plan, obviously, was to hack that woman up and put her in those bags, they'll never get
she'll
her on
that. She'll go, she'll sort of plead the temporary insanity thing, and I think she'll be fine. I love the part, the way humans were designed, because she has an engineering degree, and she's a test pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, an order, obviously, has been said 1,000 times, but only the best of the best of the best
right.
make it into the astronaut program. But still, the part of your brain that gets jealous and wants to kill somebody who had sex with your partner, mm-hmm. or that part of your brain, that lustful, I have no control over myself part of my brain, is the largest part of your brain.
Yes.
Even when someone's an engineer, even when someone's been through flight school, even when someone's an astronaut, still the part of their brain that wants to go out and kill the competition who's having sex with their partner, that Cro-Magnon caveman part is still going to be the biggest part of your brain. For guys and girls, they're still the most brilliant minds in the world have killed themselves over some cheap floozy they were in love with a million. And historically, it's gone on that way, and I don't think it's ever going
to
change.
By the way, you don't have to be the best and the brightest. You can want to kill people for sleeping with your partner, just for fun.
Yes, everybody has that. But even when the other part of your brain is enlarged, the part that makes you a physicist and an engineer, still dwarfed by the part of the brain that wants to go kill the cheap slut who's sleeping with your man.
Well, it almost seems like something physically floods your body when you end up driving 900 miles in a diaper to get this woman because you're jealous.
Tell you what, floods your body when you're in a diaper, yes.
The two, maybe three top injuries I have ever had were at the hands of women.
Well, you know, they say, Shakespeare said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You've been shot by a woman out of jealousy.
She got shot by a mad 19-year-old girl.
Mm. She shot you and a bullet went into your body.
Here.
Let me see. This is radio.
I just say in the chest when I tell the story, but she actually shot me in the armpit.
Did she catch you with another woman?
This is radio.
Mm-hmm. She caught you with another woman. Kind of in your armpit area. Wow.
Mm. You know it's a cool move when the bullet's still there.
That's what I
wish.
How lazy do you have to be as a surgeon, though? That we left the bullet in. Really? Yeah.
It's too close to something.
Yeah, it's too close to something. Look, I'm a doctor. And besides, I got a tea time. It's coming up at noon.
Well,
so.
You know who got too close for comfort is those two guys on the Snickers commercial from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, okay, just in case you didn't see the commercial, you will not be seeing it again.
Mm-hmm.
It went away. Mm. The commercial is two guys nibbling on opposite ends of a Snicker bar. Mm-hmm. They accidentally kiss. Just to refresh your memory, here's the commercial.
I think we just accidentally kissed. Quick, do something manly.
They rip out their chest hair because they have to remasculate themselves after they've accidentally kissed. Now, here was the discussion yesterday on The View.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I saw it during the Super Bowl, I said, well, I bet you there's going to be a lawsuit about that.
Really?
And then, but, you know.
Just the first part where they pull the hair off the chest?
Listen, the implication is that there's something so wrong with two men kissing that you need to do something, and that men kissing cannot be manly. There is an inference that there's something wrong innately with that.
If I cared, she would be right, but I would like Rosie to then rip the chest hair off her body. It would make me very happy.
Mm. Now, Snickers Company, owned by Hershey, at the end of the highway, or...
Right there, buddy.
We've got to take a look.
Snickers right there, just a protest.
Let's see if it's Hershey makes the Snickers bar. And then the other thing...
The Mars Company.
The Mars Company.
That's a family. That's just some guys, the Mars family.
The other thing is it's... First, I have a couple questions.
Yes,
I was repulsed by that, because... Now, here's the thing.
Are you offended?
Yeah, no. I'll tell you this. I know all you people would love to think that anyone who sees homoerotic acts and is offended by them visually is a homophobe.
Right.
Not true. We're called heterosexuals. And when we see depictions of homosexuality, not guys holding hands, not guys taking vows on the courthouse steps in San Francisco, guys having intimate contact, we are biologically and physically repulsed by it. That's the way it works. I've had a conversation with Dr. Drew about this. I have no problem with gay marriage. I have no problem. I have gay friends. I have no difficulty at all. If I walk into a room and some gay porn is showing, even guys with their shirts off making out, I hold my hand up in front of my eyes and I turn around and leave. It repulses straight guys. We're wired that way. It's not because the man poisoned our head. It's not because our dad was a homophobe. It's not because we're living in a Western civilization or we have a Republican in the office. Straight guys are physically repulsed by acts of homosexuality, man on man, that is. It is quite the opposite with the lady on lady homosexuality. But man on man physically is repugnant to straight guys. I don't know why, but we're wired that way.
You're telling me a big fat lie.
Danny, do you agree?
Well, it's funny because that guy Joel from E!
Joel McHale
comes in all the time.
Yeah.
I did a bit with him, and at the end of it, I gave him a big kiss on the mouth. I said, here's one thing you forgot to report, and I gave him a big kiss, and I went, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think twice about it. Thought it was funny. It's a comedy bit.
Right.
I was at a gym in West Hollywood not that long ago, And two men with beards kissed, like, sensitively. And I was freaked out. I went, oh, my God. And I ran away.
It's an interesting point. It doesn't make you a homophobe. It's just not something you want to see. And you won't be seeing it again. Now, Snickers didn't pull it on the grounds that you're talking about. They actually got a complaint from the Human Rights Campaign saying that that type of commercial would cause, quote, anti-gay bullying on playgrounds.
Also, it's kind of weird. No, it wouldn't. But here's the other thing, too.
Snickers, by the way, I should say, has put out a statement saying they were trying to be funny.
I guess, coincidentally, I do have a Snickers bar here.
I'm just firing out because I've had an assful of people saying if you make a joke about a Jew and a Polack and
Jews.
A rabbi, then you're racist.
Right.
Then you go out and do something. Or if the thought of two guys in beards making out at the Bally's in West L.A. makes you want to turn your head, then you're a homophobe. Or you're going to go out and drag somebody behind your pickup truck. That is not true, everybody. Every guy thinks this way. Every guy makes jokes that are racially insensitive. Doesn't mean they're going to fire anyone based on race or do anything about it, and doesn't mean we're going to do anything about homosexuals. Thank you. The
awesome.
More you know.
You know, no matter what I think,
all, you
can almost
asses.
Count on I'm not going to do anything about anything.
There. Thank
well,
you.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne, mm-hmm. a straight man, and your buddy, Ozfest this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. Totally free. You want to go to the Ozfest?
No.
It will cost you zero. Yeah. Mm. Sharon Osbourne has come out and said that tickets are too expensive. She wants to thank the fans. It's pretty cool of her. And she's going to pay for the tour by jacking up the corporate sponsorship fees and seeing if she can get some of their buddies who are musicians to play for free.
Okay, can I tell you how uncharacteristic this is? That's not her style at all. And he's not... like, involved in any way, that's all her.
Yeah.
That's really out of character.
Well, at July 7th, Ozfest kicks off in Los Angeles. It will cost you nothing. And in closing, To Catch a Predator was on last night. And we are going to be breaking down the entire game footage later on in the show. But just a quick teaser. We always love when Chris Hansen, the host, has to read the chat logs. And in one case... there was really not much of the filth that he could read aloud. Here is Chris Hansen.
Blank my blank and blank you.
And I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the blanking news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
I watch that show, and I hear Chris Hansen reading the chat log, and... if I was trying to get a 13-year-old in bed, I'd be like, hey, baby, I got some Skittles and an iPod with your name on it, and I'm going to come over there, and we are going to talk about Justin Timberlake, and then I'm going to give you a lovely Swedish massage. I'm not going to be like, hey, are you, I got a traffic cone. I'd like to use it on you. Are you into that, bitch? I mean, like, really? This is how you're going to get a 13-year-old in a sack? This is the part that bumps me the most about these things. Don't you have a rap? You're over the computer. Where's your rap?
You must have a rap.
You're 42 and a professional computer programmer. You don't have a rap? Your screen name is Traffic Cone in the Ass? Jesus Christ, it's a 13-year-old. All right, where was I?
Well, we're going to get to that later.
Yes, we will. Nick Swartzen is coming up next, comedian. He's going to be seen shortly in Reno 911 Miami, but also, you know him from Grandma's Boy and Benchwarmers. He's Adam Sandler's buddy and gets in all those movies. So we'll talk to Nick next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Lovely, you're always lovely.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
My BS detector, I think, is better than my parents' detector was. I can spot BS.
You know crap.
From working with you, too.
Smallest conversations you've had in the mirror with yourself.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. The show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
When you stay out of touch with your chick tonight, she goes into the hopper. She'll be one of the chicks who'll be out drowning her sorrows because she never heard from you. And then I step in and I nail her for the night while you're busy nailing someone else. So in a sense, I become your electronic wingman. We all put our chicks back into the recycle bin tonight, and then everybody, you know, like dumpster diving, we all dive right into the recycle bin and pull something out.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Tired of women taking your cash and not getting anything in return?
Well, we have something you've been wanting, but didn't know you can get.
Something very, very tempting.
Are you listening?
Good. And so are your potential clients. I'm Christina.
And I'm Michelle. And we have the power to make your phones ring, get people into your place of business, and help you brand your company.
We're the marketing gurus behind the radio advertising you hear on this radio station.
We have a proven track record in growing businesses through radio advertising, online web marketing, event promotions and sponsorships here at Free FM. Does that sound about right, Stephen?
Hi, this is Stephen Altamirano from Wings Realty. Ever since we've been advertising with 97.1, our company's productivity has increased, and we've gotten better results than we've ever expected.
So, if you're ready to take control of your business and increase your profits, now is the time.
Check us out at fmradioads.com.
That's
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
What are we doing? Sitting asleep?
We are.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I mean, we're not actually doing it. But, well, some of you are sitting.
Well, I'm sitting, yeah. And you guys who are listening to the show are sleeping. Sit and sleep. Danny's Stand and Eat a Snickers. That would be the name of your store.
That's right. Stand up and eat some candy.
I'm going over to Bonaducci's place. I'm peckish and my ass is falling asleep.
I'm your man.
Sit and sleep. Simmons, Sela, Serta. Spring Air, Miralax.
That's weird. I know every single name on that list. You'd think you wouldn't know the name of your mattress. Mm-hmm. Those guys are really good.
Look, I named my mattress like B.B. King named his guitar.
Baby or whatever.
Lucille.
Lucille.
Yeah. Call her Lucy. Woo, Miss Lucy, you feeling juicy, I yell before I dive into bed every night.
I go for whatever I've heard the most about the mattress, which is, we're not gonna. So it's a long name.
So you name your mattress, yeah, we're not gonna. Well, you're gonna if you go over to Sit and Sleep. 16 locations. It's funny it says over 16 locations. Why don't you just commit to the actual number?
17.
17 and a half locations. Two more on the way. Let's not wait for those to be built. Head down to one of the 16. Look, you know how to find things these days. Hop on the computer, punch in Sit and Sleep, and it'll pop up.
Yeah, it's still 411. I would, totally.
411. Either way, you need a good mattress, a good TV, and a good car. You will be happy. They will take care of the mattress.
Tuesday. So the Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Look,
They are free.
It's freedom, baby. Yeah.
97.1 is now
Free FM.
They call me free.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Conway and Whitman, they're on at night.
Yeah. I mean, I don't base my opinions on the polling numbers, Mr. Clinton.
But look, I just want to say to you, and if I had the opportunity to take a male birth control pill,
you would have,
or have my junk snipped, I would do that.
Now, David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, had initially said it would be over, there would be no movie, or seemed to suggest that. But I saw a story last week on the internet where David Chase now seemed to suggest, excuse me, Tim.
Yeah, you okay?
I have a little,
agita?
I do have intense chest pain.
So it's called? It's called agita? Agita. Huh? Agita. There you go.
I'm sorry.
Glad you got that out.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What did you eat today?
I've had a bad stomach all day.
Oh, baboo.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser from Comedy Central's Reno 911.
Terry, did you even get jobs in the bathroom?
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. I always knew you're a sweet movie man.
I put my wiener on him.
Yeah?
Yep.
You did?
That's true.
Actor-comedian Nick Swardson on The Adam Carolla Show.
Nick is also co-wrote, produced, and appeared in Grandma's Boy and Benchwarmers. I was watching Benchwarmers last night.
No. Were you really?
Yes.
What?
Did
really?
You like it?
Yeah, no.
Was this in preparation for our guest, or just because you had it?
No, I went to the premiere of Benchwarmers. I was invited, and I went, and then I watched again. Benchwarmers and a lot of Benchwarmer-esque movies fall under a heading for me for very watchable. Mm-hmm. I don't call them good movies. I just call them very watchable. It's weird. They're movies like The Good Citizen, or movie that just came out?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
I heard that was
very
good.
Very watchable.
The Good Shepherd.
Actually not that watchable.
Good Shepherd. With Matt Damon and Angelina Jolie.
I feel like you guys could have helped me on that one.
I know.
Good Citizen. But the point is,
that wasn't right.
Good Shepherd.
That was Nick.
Good Shepherd. Great movie. Low on my watchability scale.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Benchwarmers, a 3 is a movie, but a 8 on the watchability scale. I turn it on, I just definitely watch it.
I know exactly what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Sports stuff going on, shiny things.
Right? Is that a Napoleon Dynamite kid?
Yes. The Napoleon, right.
Napoleon
the
Dynamite-esque.
Now, Nick, you were the, you're the albino?
Yeah. That was the weird...
The shut-in?
Yeah. The guy, the agoraphobic.
The man who ate sunblock?
Yeah.
Right.
I played Spade's brother, who was afraid of the sun, afraid to go outside. And then throughout the movie, I overcame it. It was really powerful. It was a powerful moment.
Touching story, man.
It was uplifting. Now, I know...
Rewatchable.
Reno 911 Miami is coming out. I think I saw a preview for it, which looked funny, in the movie theater a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
You're not a cast member, but you've been in 11 episodes.
I've been around the whole season. Those guys are good friends of mine. They called me when they had the show, and it was one of those things where, like, we have the show on Comedy Central, but we're pretty sure it's going to get canceled immediately. So why don't we just do whatever we want and just do something, you know, weird and whatever, you know. It's all improvised, you know what I mean? So
right.
Just, like, do whatever you want. So we just
that
did this
show
thing.
Is all improvised?
It's 100% improvised.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really
unbelievable.
Good.
Yeah.
Was that scene that we just heard with Tom Lennon?
Yeah, that was me and Tom and Ben.
Great.
Yeah, they're great. They're really talented. I mean, they've been around a while. They've done a bunch of stuff, so.
So you're, now, a lot of, the movies you do are done in association with Happy Madison or Happy whatever the Adam Sandler.
Happy Madison, yeah.
The Adam Sandler production company.
Yeah.
How did you get in and connected with that, and how did you get introduced to Adam and so on and so forth?
It sounds weird. He just saw my stand-up on Comedy Central,
mm-hmm.
wrote my name down, and then just called my manager And they, he was just like, he wanted to meet me.
Mm-hmm. So I think this guy's so gay.
Yeah. It was weird. I cried and had a boner.
You always hear those stories where all of a sudden J-Lo is on the phone. My manager said, my housekeeper picked up the phone and said, Frank Sinatra's on the phone. And then the star says, who wasn't a star at the time, says, please get out of here. And they pick up the phone and they don't believe it's Frank Sinatra or they don't believe it's fill in the blank.
I did the opposite. I just went, finally. Right. The phone.
So you were a fan of his already.
About time.
I've been waiting for this call, bitch.
Thank you, Hollywood.
And he saw
I have the opposite,
special?
Too. My dad calls, and I'm like, please, I know this is Woody Allen. Now let's talk turkey.
Spielberg, do not disguise your voice. So you did a special on Comedy Central that Adam Sandler saw.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the jokes from it?
Yeah, it was really early. It was really old.
Oh, I know. There was a knock-knock joke about how funny Adam Sandler was.
Right.
Then there was one about how tall he was.
There was the Yom Kippur song that I sang that he really responded to. No, I think one of my first jokes was, I have a cat. So stupid. I have a cat, and he's sick right now. He has diarrhea, and I took him to the vet, and the vet's like, what have you been feeding him right now? And I said, diarrhea.
And Adam Sandler got you on the speed dial.
You know, I can see it.
I love that show. But I thought it was cool of him, like, to even, you know, I mean, somebody in his position to go, like, hey, here's somebody new that's funny that he liked and, you know, brought me in. And then he, you know, I rewrote Grandma's Boy and he put me in that. And, you know, I thought that was kind of cool.
Very cool.
So how does you're doing stand-up and you're making quite a few movies. I mean, you've probably made 3-4 movies over the last 2-3 years, right?
Yeah.
So just balancing the schedule. And you also have something called Gay Robot, a pilot.
Yeah.
Where's that, a pilot?
That just scared me, that applause.
Mm. Is that on the Trinity Network? Where's that going?
Trio?
No, we did it for Comedy Central. They're so weird. It was a sketch I wrote for Sandler's album.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to make it into a show just because it was kind of weird and whatever. And so we pitched it to Comedy Central. They bought it in the room. They're like, we have to have this. It's like what we want. It's different. It's weird. So we're like, okay. And so we shoot this pilot and we give it to them and they test it. And they're like, ooh, yeah, the test audience said this was really weird.
Gay Robot?
Yeah, I go, well, it's called Gay Robot. I mean, like, what more?
Yeah. How much money did you spend to find out Gay Robot might be weird?
Quillions.
And haven't we learned our lesson about the test audience?
It was such a slap in the face.
Doesn't that just mean comedy gold and a good story for when you're on Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yes.
Well, when we initially conceived of Gay Robot as you scratch your beard.
I've been to one, and I've been behind the double mirror of my own focus group. You know, I usually never go to the chat boards because I'm with people that hate you, right?
Danny, excuse me, but that was a police lineup. You were pretty hard at the time.
But it was me and this woman I used to work with, and she took the brunt of the beating. But it was like, I don't know, 25, 30 people in our target demo, which was mostly young women. And they just called us names, and they said, Danny's just, he's on that, and I hate him. Those focus groups will kill you.
It's so insane. This one group of guys in North Hollywood just shot down the whole show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm from North Hollywood. It's probably some guys I went to high school with.
Call
them
up.
A gay robot could keep on going. That's the thing about robots.
Dude, well, he's very strong.
My North Hollywood buddies would be like, Lesbo Robot, I could be into that.
Yeah.
Two robots going down on each other's toasters. That'd be hot.
Literally.
So Gay Robot's on the shelf?
So Gay Robot, it will come back. I wanted to send Comedy Central like his head in a box with like oil all over it and just be like, you did this.
You should bring it back. You should tell Comedy Central it's totally retooled. It's now called Giant Gay Robot.
Well, Nick, because you've played a gay character on the Reno 911 and you produced the Gay Robot, do people assume that you're gay?
Not everybody. Yeah.
Well, his boyfriend. But outside of that.
Just your boyfriend?
Just Siegfried and Roy, my roommates.
Now, how much time do you hang out with Sandler? Do you go to the Sandler house?
No.
Wow.
I don't go to the Sandler house that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. His schedule is crazy. So, like, he's one of those guys, like, he does so much stuff all at once. So, you'll just get phone calls. Like, it's almost like a bat call or something where it's like, hello? And it's like, we got to play basketball now. It's like, all right, okay. And then you throw on some shoes, and you go play hoop and get something to eat.
So it's like Elvis. Like,
yeah.
It's 4 a.m., and I bought the Staples Center.
Right. Yeah.
But we only have it for 3 hours, so let's roll.
I'm your friend. That's so important that I've got to get stuff done, and you've got to do it on my schedule.
Is that kind of a douchebag move, or is just
no,
a
big move? No, I don't think so. It's not a douchebag move at all.
I was asking. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
No, it's not at all. Okay, he's got a family. He's got kids. He's producing a million things.
Right, he's working
editing.
You in and giving his
time
to you. Yeah. It takes a lot of time to do that same movie over and over again, too. Oh, did that come out loud?
Well, the movie, not that movie, because Sandler's got nothing to do with the Reno 911 Miami, right?
Yeah, Reno 911. And it's not, I always think it's weird when people call it Reno 911, which they do, and I'm always like, no, it's Reno 911.
Right.
Seems weird.
Right. Although I'm such a car nut, I think about the Porsche when I hear 911 and not the tragedy.
Right.
That's how up in my head I am about the German automobiles. Nick, I want to give you another quick plug. Not only should we look at you for 911, but San Diego, you're going to be doing some stand-up. Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday night.
By the way, we're on in San Diego, so this isn't a wasted plug.
So you'll be at Spreckles, and by the way, if you see Nick Swarsden's, your name's a little difficult to say, am I saying right?
You've got
to
go fast.
If you see Swarsden's stand-up, you'll be seeing what Adam Sandler saw one
time. Oh, boy. That's an excellent sell right there.
Yes.
I like that.
You'll see the act that made Adam Sandler sit up and go, I have to call that guy and put him in movies.
This Saturday at the Spreckles in San Diego.
Evidently, he didn't catch the Man Show all this season.
Dude, can I tell you how many shows he didn't catch?
Yeah, that's a good point. Not a big love line fan.
I never must have seen it.
All right, anyway, you can get the tickets at Ticketmaster. Nick, God love you.
Thanks a lot for having me, you guys.
We'll take
a quick break. Sarah Silverman coming up, so the comedy cavalcade continues.
What? When's Sarah on?
Next?
She's on. Well, is she on next?
Very soon.
I think what we're going to do next is What Can't Adam Complain About? As you know, I'm a world-class complainer.
I just saw it in real life 2 days in a row, too.
He's amazing at it.
You
can't complain about Sarah Silverman coming on the break after next, but you also can't complain. You can complain about everything else.
I can't imagine me saying this sentence, but I just heard Adam Sandler say, if I who's designing this software?
Adam Carolla. Yes, I was yelling at somebody about my computer screen.
And I'm thinking, what are you talking about if you were designing? And then I went, oh, it's Carolla. I bet he can design software.
And then Danny said to me in the kitchen, do you think that guy knows anything about designing software? And I said, don't care.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
I will yell at a cat that speaks only Mexican. It doesn't matter. Spanish, yeah, that's right. Thank you, baby. Danny didn't even care. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with What Can't Adam Complain About? 866-901. Well, if you're German, you speak German.
True.
We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. There's more coming up with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Dateline, Southern California, where decorated Eagle Scout Bobby logs onto his favorite website.
971 Free FM.
Even at 31 years old, Bobby still looks snazzy in those shorts and scarf.
Yeah, my mom knitted him.
971freefm.com. A veritable bastion of pictures and information about all the talk jockeys at 97.1. Plus, you can listen live to some streaming Free FM.
And don't forget about the pictures.
That's amusing, but I don't know why. Treat yourself to the majesty of 971 Free FM.
Log on right now for your chance to win a Racer Day experience at the Auto Club 500 at California Speedway, Sunday, February 25th.
Yo, Cupid here, you know, the god of love. Hold on a sec. Whoops, guess the old aim ain't what it used to be. Look, you could take a chance with me this Valentine's Day and hope that I hit the target of your affections. Or you could score your own bullseye of love and call the Merchants of Amore at Kabloom of Beverly Hills. Yeah, that's right, flowers. Works every time. And at Kabloom of Beverly Hills, you can't go wrong with their farm-fresh roses shipped directly from the growers. No middleman, I like that. Plus, they got a 7-day freshness guarantee, too. Princes, I tell ya. Call Kabloom for specials and prices, special prices. You get the idea. Hey, I'm Cupid. I've been doing this a long time. The more you can shoulder, the better it is for me. I'm just saying. Make her day and your night this Valentine's Day with Kabloom of Beverly Hills, Wilshire and San Vicente. Or call 323-852-1888. That's 323-852-1888. Tell them Cupid sent you. See how they look at you. Kabloom of Beverly Hills, 323-852-1888.
From the lunchroom at Los Bubos Elementary School.
Way cool.
It's the Tom Likas Junior Show.
I love you, Tom.
And now, here he is, Tom Likas Junior.
Thank you for not pushing on the hot lunch line. This is not your regular lunch period. No, I am your host. So raise your hand now to talk to me. Tom Likas Jr. Kristen over at table 5. Put down those chips. You're on the Tom Likas Jr. show. Hello.
Can you sign my lunchbox? Please.
Well,
please,
of
please,
course.
Please.
Bring it on up here before the lunch lady gets back from the bathroom.
Okay, Tom.
Oh, look. It's a bikini Barbie box. Well.
Yeah, my mom bought it for me.
Kristen, I didn't know third graders were so raunchy. Growl.
Tune in tomorrow for the next totally way cool episode of the Tom Likas Jr. show.
Hey, somebody get me another juice box. My fruit pectin fuzz is wearing off.
If you love Italian food like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that always works. And at Pomodoro, they serve food just like what you'd find at the casual trattorias of Italy. The restaurant is the creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. Drawing upon his years of experience throughout Europe, he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. And to do that, he's built locations throughout Southern California, each warm and inviting, with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, pane all'aglio, and ravioli di zucca. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup, the spaghetti polpette, and the grilled salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, Italian sodas, even sublime coffee at Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. For the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
97.1 KLSX, 97.1 KLSX, 97.1 FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Pajama Grandma, everybody. Bad Pajama Grandma. Well, there's nothing bad about it. Beautiful PJs and a lovely hat box. Can't go wrong with that. Valentine's Day, let's see, when is that? A week. 1 week from today, everybody.
My boy's birthday.
Point is you want to get Danny's kid some PJs. You want to get his kid some PJs. You want to get the wife some PJs. Hell, get yourself some PJs.
Actually, they sell PJs that are so... I know these guys, too. They sell guys PJs that are really comfortable, silk, they're cool.
Yeah, I feel like the ones with the collar and the buttons, I might just... If there were not the inadvertent boner factor, I would wear it to work.
Right, I'm with you.
I would wear it to work. I didn't have to work so close to that Teresa Strasser. I would wear them right into work. Slippers and one of those old hats that Scrooge wore back in the day. Remember people put a hat on? People loved hats so much back in the day, they had a hat for sleeping.
Remember his little Ebenezer?
Top hats when he went outside, cabbie hat, and then time to go to bed, take top hat off, put sleeping hat on. Boy, we were into hats. Brian, look how bald you are.
How dare you? You wear warm-up pants to work. How is like pajamas any worse?
All right. It's not a roast. Here's the deal. 800-GIVE-PJs. That's what you do. Beautiful pajamas. And look, you get your wife some weird sex oil or some weird bath stuff or something, and you could wig her out a little. Give her the PJs. They'll be on and off faster than they got put on, everybody. Pajamagram. Can't stop. Pajamagram.com. Tell them Adam sent you.
Midas. He's the only radio host that admits to masticating on the air. Tom Likas, 97.1
FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Adam Carolla, American genius.
Skiing becomes the sort of thing you do once you get a disability. Like, there's no Marine in the world who's skied before, but as soon as you get a leg blown off in Iraq, immediately you hit the slope. Fantastic.
That guy that played the guitar for the Pope with his feet. Just a guy with no arms playing with his feet.
But I will bet you that 10 minutes after he's done playing the Pope, they duct taped him to a toboggan and slid him down something.
This is a new thing this season. It's not actually new, but a lot of the kids are doing this.
Death Idol?
No, they get turned down, and then they think if they just sing another song, they'll make it through, and they just start singing.
Everyone should do that with everything. Like, it should be like, Teresa, I really enjoyed our first date. Can I have a second date?
You know what? No.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Come on, how about a second date?
You know what? No.
To dream the impossible dream.
The Adam Carolla Show, mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show, call 866-901-ADAM to find out what can't Adam complain about.
Masturbation.
I don't like to watch other guys do it, I'll tell you that right now.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Wow, you hear stuff you said, replay, and you realize how defensive you sound sometimes. It's uncomfortable. Well, what can't Adam complain about? 866-901-ADAM. I'm a world champ complainer. You call in, you throw it out. Please, I want to challenge people. I want you to, how about clouds?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Or rainbows, or Pegasus.
Wow.
You know, come up with something, a Vermont
puppies.
Teddy bear.
Yeah.
No,
something.
Don't come up with one of our sponsors.
Puppies. That's good.
Please
good
don't.
Point. Good
Thank
point.
You.
Good point. Yes, but puppy dogs, or a nice nap on a hammock. Oh. You know what I mean? Really challenge
me.
Will
your kids dozy and sleepy?
I will. Yes, I will figure out a way to complain about it.
Be a dummy in my house.
All right, let's get it on.
Yeah.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right. Start with Bruno. Bruno?
Yes, Adam.
What's happening and what can't I complain about?
I know something very near and dear to your heart. Mm. You cannot possibly complain about the new batch of lithium cordless power tools out there. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, and everything works now and everything's cheap. When I was growing up, everything was super expensive and it didn't work. Cars didn't work, power tools didn't work, all this battery technology. You would wear a battery pack, not have a battery pack, wear one. You'd have to wear like a knapsack with 40 feet of cord going to whatever you're using. Everything was so big and so bulky and so expensive. I'll tell you how I can complain about it. I have money now, literally a millionaire. Perhaps you've heard me bring that up. I am still angry. Because I have money, because I was poor for so long, and I couldn't afford everything or anything, and now poor people can afford a flat-screen TV or a cordless drill because everything's so goddamn cheap. So I walk through the store, and I see a cordless drill from DeWalt or Makita or Hitachi or whoever, and it's $39. Back in 1985, when I bought my first one, I paid $110, and I was making $8 an hour. So I'm now angry at everyone who's making $15 an hour, paying the equivalent of less than half of what I paid back in the day. I am retroactively mad at how cheap stuff is. I wish they would raise the price of gas. I wish televisions would go up. I wish that power drill over at the Home Depot was $5,000. I would sit in a parking lot on top of my car firing it off above my head yelling, "You want it? You can't have it!" Thank you.
I got a quick question for you.
Hmm.
Have you ever actually stopped and bothered to weigh your balls?
I've done...
You got the biggest
set I ever had in my whole life. He did the water displacement technique, right?
I did the water displacement because I look for volume, not weight. Yes, everything is cheap now, and I'm angry at it.
Yes, you've got money. Of course you're
right. I go to the Circuit City, and I'll stand in there, and I'll see a guy eyeballing a 65-inch flat-screen TV, and I'll be like, "What are you doing?" The guy, substitute school teacher, "Get out of here! You make me sick! Hugh Hefner should buy this set! Substitute school teacher! You need the Zenith 13-inch black and white that Bonaducci had to change channels with vice grips with and I had to bang on the top of. This is way too nice for you. You're driving around a Subaru with 300 horsepower, you got a 42-inch flat panel with surround sound, and you got a cordless Makita drill, and you teach substitute school. You make me sick. Where was I?
Complaining.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, let's see. Line 3, Oscar. What can't Adam complain about?
Jesus.
Hot Wheels cars. I had this thought the other day. One of the only things I ever collected in my life was Hot Wheels. I seemed to enjoy cars early and probably knew, knowing my family, I wouldn't have a real car until about age 30, so I collected the little Hot Wheels cars. Well, I had them in that little tire carrying case they had. We held about 25 of them, the Silhouette and all the other names. And I went to my friend's house, and he had Wacky Pack stickers.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember the old Wacky Packs and Lunch Pail Kids and whatever?
Okay,
and I got so enamored with those that I was like, hey, man, could I have one of those? He's like, hey, how about Hot Wheel? I traded him a car for a card. So he walked away with $1,800 worth of Hot Wheels, and I walked away with 3 cents worth of Wacky Packs. I look back on that trade. And by the way, it's not like I still own those Wacky Packs now, and they're worth millions.
Right.
I wiped my ass with them in the seventh grade, and that's the last I ever saw them. So I just had a Hot Wheel Wacky Pack exchange flashback the other day, and it's left a bad taste in my mouth. Sorry, Oscar. Let's
Hot Wheels
see.
Always remind me of being whipped with the track.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
My dad would whip me with the track.
It's an urban switch. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, you'd go out and pick your own switch off a tree, and Papa would whack you with it. Now, head to the rumpus room and pick yourself out a length of track.
Well, it would actually leave, like, you know, the Shroud of Turin?
Right.
It would look identical on your flesh once it hit you. But it wasn't that he picked that. It was just the first thing he grabbed. So you actually were kind of happy it was plastic.
Casey?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What do you got for me? What can I complain about?
All right, man, I've been thinking about this one for a while. You can't complain about handles on your refrigerator, your car, your microwave.
Wow.
Good one, Casey.
All right, here's what I can complain about. As you know, I've spoken about this before. I seem like in the 80s and early 90s, I watch a lot of futuristic movies. A lot of movies where you just clap your hands and the door went whoosh, you know, that way, or it opened like a camera aperture. Everything was an airlock. Yes. According to the movie makers of the 80s, we were not going to have to open our car door via pulling on a handle like Henry Ford the First did it in 1919. We were going to stand next to our car and say, car, and the car door would go, it would always make a crazy swoosh sound, and then the door would open, and we would climb in. We have not moved one inch from that. I grab a handle to leave this studio, I grab another handle to leave the building, then I get to my car, pull a handle, and then I grab the same doorknob our forefathers grabbed when they came here on the goddamn Mayflower. We have not made any handle progress, and you know why? Because it's guys like you, Casey, you handle apologizers. You people that are so in love with your handles that you don't let the hardworking people at the Handle Institute go ahead with their work. You cut funding. I feel like I should be standing in front of my refrigerator with my arms folded now, wishing for a corned beef sandwich, and the door should fly open and out it should come. But nope, I grabbed the greasy handle with the paw print of Ozzy on there, was probably scratching his ass 10 minutes earlier, and get all his fecal matter under my cuticles. That's what's wrong with the handle.
Wow. Hey, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
If you even think about it, we have not made one inch of handle progress in the last 300 years. Doorknobs, car handles, drawer pulls, it's all there.
It seems like some things should have improved a lot. I mean, we went from the Wright brothers into space in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yet guns are exactly the same as when we invented them.
Yeah, there's just certain things that just haven't moved. Your car door handle is really, it's a little bit slicker, but it's the exact same as it was when the first one rolled off the assembly line. All right, let's talk to Josh. Josh?
Yo.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, those are my twins.
Uh-huh.
Wow. What are their names?
Cypress and Juniper.
Cute.
That's one of my twins.
Sunny.
What do you got going, Josh? What can I complain about?
The timeless music of Led Zeppelin.
Well, we've discussed this before, so I'll be brief. The music, I have no problem with. It's the songs, names. It's the titles of the songs. The Misty Mountain
High, Black Dog,
Over the River and Far Away, Black Dog. All these crazy, crazy names. So the first time I went in to buy a Zeppelin album, I picked it up, I turned it over, and was like, wait a minute, this one's named after my grandpa. I don't know this. So next thing you know, you're standing and doing the most embarrassing thing a guy can do when he calls in a radio station or when he's standing over at the record place. You know, it's the one that goes, this is called I Beat Bonaducci with a Piece of Hot Wheel Track. Yet it is not mentioned anywhere in the song. Now, the only one they do is Stairway to Heaven, I think. It's called Stairway to Heaven, and it's probably my least favorite. Yeah, what is this? Custer's Last Stand, or I don't know what. Oh, over, round, about, in the back of. What?
Fry?
What? Trampled Underfoot.
Trampled Underfoot.
What does that mean,
now? Now, we could listen to this
but
song.
You don't talk about love.
For eight, right, so now you're sitting there looking at the angry nerd behind the counter going, I'm talking about love. Come on, just talk about love. And he's like, you mean Trampled Underfoot? And you're like, I don't think I mean. Yeah. And this one is, the Immigrant Song?
Close.
No, no.
What?
The Wanton Song.
What?
It's the rock and roll equivalent of being forced to ask for the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yes,
I want to say it.
You're being humiliated. Right, so you go get Led Zeppelin 2, turn it over, look at all the titles, and tell me if you know one that matches up with one song.
I just like that Josh is babysitting the twins, but stops to call in to see if you can complain about Led Zeppelin.
Now, what song is this? I love this song.
I was on my way to pick them up.
Is that the name of the song?
All right, where are the twins now? Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car. I'm not driving, talking on my cell phone. I just put them in the car seat. Yeah,
dude, here's what you're doing. You're going 60 miles an hour, and you're smoking a cigarette with those two kids in the car. You know you are. You're a lying bastard.
What is the name of this song, Brian?
Before I pick them up.
This is The Song Remains the Same.
The Song Remains the Same. Oh, yeah, he may mention the in the song. That's as close as they get to connecting the title to what the lyric.
Black Dog never says Black Dog in it, does it?
No. And this one is another of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs. I mean, let me ask you this. Let me ask everyone a hypothetical. Is there another band where you have so many favorite songs that you don't know the name of?
No.
No, I mean, when people go,
so I immediately think Beatles.
I'm like, I love Led Zeppelin. Oh, yeah? What's your favorite song? The one where he goes, ba-na-na-ba.
Where he tramples on a black dog.
Right. Custer's Underfoot. He's an immigrant or something.
This is Misty Mountain Hop.
Misty Mountain Hop. All right. Well, I've made my point. Thank you.
Safe travels, Josh, with the little ones.
Yes. And that's a little something we call...
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
Well, something I can't complain about. The beautiful Sarah Silverman.
Yes, just walked in.
Just walked in.
I'm actually slightly nervous.
She is intimidating, not only because she's so beautiful, but because she's so funny.
Because, yeah, and so well-respected in the actual position, same job I'm in, and being humorous for a living. Like, people take her very seriously.
But I must say, she is so friendly that you immediately feel at home.
She's warm.
In front of her.
Good.
That's right. We'll take a quick break. Sarah Silverman next on The Adam Carolla Show.
KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations. Let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Hi, Frosty.
Hey, Heidi. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hi, Frank.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
Good, you?
Good. And how are you, Frosty?
Actually, not bad. Oh, Jack, how are you?
All right, all right. Look out. Cut the happy talk, people. This place is called a prep room. You know, show prep.
Jesus, how the hell did you ever become number one?
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1
Free FM. This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1,
home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Puente Hills Toyota, King of the Hill at the 60 Freeway and D'Souza.
A special announcement for men who've given up hope of treating their erection problems or premature ejaculation. Boston Medical Group can help. If you've tried everything, from the common ED pills and herbal supplements to prescription and over-the-counter products, only to be disappointed with the results and side effects, Boston Medical Group can help. Boston Medical Group, the male sexual performance specialists. For 15 years, Boston Medical Group has consistently delivered to men of all ages a single-focused service, helping men achieve and maintain a solid result for 30 minutes or more. Their highly experienced and committed physicians will develop a personalized treatment to suit your immediate needs and long-term goals. And with private waiting rooms and by-appointment-only scheduling, your confidentiality and comfort are assured. Want to improve your sex life? Call the Boston Medical Group at 866-SEX-4-LIFE. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com. Boston Medical Group. Male sexual performance specialists. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Helpful.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
Pro flowers. Well, let's break that word down. Pro, as in professional. Flowers, as in things your wife or girlfriend loves for no apparent reason. But I'm done fighting the good fight, fellas. I've given in. You know what I mean? I've been trying to talk every woman I've ever been with out of flowers for 25 years. It just ain't going to happen anymore. Thank God for Pro Flowers. They got a deal. $29.99. See, the part back in the day when I was broke and I'd spend $115 for roses, that was a day's salary. Now, $29.99. I don't want to keep the complaining going, but really, that is cheap, fellas. Red roses, $29.99, or two dozen assorted roses, $29.99. Wow, such a deal. Free chocolate truffles, plus a free glass vase, $29.99. Under $30, that is practically free. So, what do you do? Go to proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in my name, Alan. No, Adam, you stoners.
Who?
ADAM. Proflowers.com.
They're the songs you grew up with.
Oh, what do you do with a drunken stripper? What do you do with a drunken stripper?
The songs you had your first kiss to.
Eat steak from a really big steer. Eat steak, eat steak.
The songs West Hollywood loves.
There's no business like show business.
Performed by the man you don't want anywhere near your children.
5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5'2" can do. These kids have no parents.
KA Records presents Frosty Stillwell. I say
I say
Includes the hits Drunken Stripper,
Old Man River,
I Feel Queer,
Eat Steak,
and the number one smash that turned him off Tang.
Vaginosis, where the wind comes whipping round the valley and the smell of sour wheat.
Frosty Stillwell. I say
I say
Available wherever young boys are sold.
97.1 3FM, 97.1 3FM,
Los Angeles.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Is it time to paint your house again? Well, forget about it. Texucoat now and never paint or restucco your house again. Texucoat is 25 times thicker than paint and is guaranteed for as long as you live in your house. I'm Sonny Leonard of Leonard's Coating and Windows, and if you'd like to know more, then I or my partner will personally come to your house and let you know how affordable it is. So call now, 888-999-1188. That's 888-999-1188. And what's more, we can do any color you'd like. We are also one of the largest replacement window dealers. And if you had a salesman come to your home and give you some outlandish price, then you really need to call us, 888-999-1188. We have 100% financing, and senior citizens will receive an additional 15% discount. For a free estimate, call now, and we'll do all your wood trim free. Call 888-999-1188. That's 888-999-1188.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Wednesday nights on Comedy Central, the Sarah Silverman Program.
Ew, who's that?
That's my baby grandson. He's my favorite person in the world.
My favorite person is my sister, Laura. It used to be Jared from the Subway commercials, but I thought he got too preachy.
Well, you know, family is the most important thing in life.
That is so wise.
That's just what comes with being 7.
There is no way you are 70. You look too young.
Well, thank you.
Well, now that you're closer, I can tell you're old.
Sarah Silverman.
You little bitch.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Sarah Silverman. Listen, little Sarah smile.
What a grating, grating voice I have.
No, you know,
who
I
do
was.
You think you're talking to?
I was. That's right.
Yeah, two guys on this show make me feel a little bit better.
Our show,
oh my God.
I watched the Sarah Silverman show just a couple nights ago because I screwed up with the TiVo, and then they TiVo'd the Trucker Show, the Naked Trucker Show, for some reason. And then I finally got the Sarah Silverman show, and I was watching it and enjoying it, but I was thinking, why do I enjoy this? And I realize Sarah Silverman has it. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's always a combination.
That's what my mother says.
That's what my wife says.
I'm not talking about herpes. I'm talking about...
My wife said you have it. I want to get rid of it.
No, yeah. I was always told I had that, but never it. I thought she has it. Yes, she's beautiful. Yes, she's funny. Yes, easy on the eyes and all that. But then there are people that are funny, but you ain't laughing. Or they're good looking, but you're not attracted to them.
I think most funny people, you don't get the sense that they're warm, and that's why Sarah has it.
Yes.
I think Sarah
hasn't spoken
yet.
Yeah. Although now I'm going to chime in. I told these guys right before you came in, you're the first guest I've ever been nervous to meet.
Oh.
Because you're taken so seriously, and I've been like, people take you very seriously. I was talking about you last night to my wife. I compared you. I said, she's the female Bill Hicks. Which I think is the ultimate compliment. He's a great comic.
Totally, it is. But I don't know if it's. I mean, I just feel like I'm for some reason a well-respected fart jokist.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's hard to do.
It's weird that someone who, you know, stock and trade is a lot of, you know, racial stuff and sometimes poopy humor, but yet has the street cred as the comedian's comedian.
It's coming from a pretty girl. It's very unexpected.
I'll totally take it, but it's like the movie Being there. It's so oddly.
But now let me
to my benefit.
Let me ask this, because you do stand up and you do movies and you do TV shows.
I do it all,
and
Adam.
You do it all. But I do feel like there's a lot of people that are on TV and then somebody says, go do stand up. And you go, I don't do stand up. They go do it. And they just do it. You love stand up. You love TV and you're great in all the movies. Would you like to just keep doing all three? Would you get burnt out if you had to just do one?
Yeah, I definitely would want to do all three.
And just keep that mixed up.
It's
but
like
I mean,
if you could only do radio and you couldn't do carpentry, you know?
My beloved carpentry.
Sarah, you started as a comedian really young, right?
Yeah.
18 or 19?
You're still really young, are you?
No.
No? God, you look
I
like
was
a kid.
17 when I first
Wow, that's so young. Were you nervous the first time?
And that was 19 years ago.
Wow.
No way, because I do math, young lady.
Mm-hmm. Were you good the first time?
Nobody's that good the first time.
I was all right. I mean, I had really cheesy material. I had like a song about how I was flat chested, and you know,
how'd that go?
It was, you know, it was all right. It was really queer.
Let me ask you.
First time up, you did all right though, really.
Well, because I had, like, my history teacher from high school was in the audience with his wife, and, you know.
But you would be embarrassed to watch a tape of it today.
Horrified.
Right, but let me ask you this hypothetical. Sit down and watch a tape of you doing your first couple of stand-up appearances, or have to watch an 80s movie where you played the saxophone.
Hmm. Oh, the latter.
Really? Because I think that could go pretty far south. Picture Rob Lowe.
I was just going to say
somewhere around St. Elmo's Fire. Shirt off, you know, big weird lover boy bandana tied around your neck, and you just air saxophoning. That would be pretty humiliating if that popped up on cable. You would be into that?
I bet Rob Lowe checks that out every once in a while himself.
Sure.
And is not humiliated. How about air flugelhorn? Same question.
Hey, Adam, I thought of something that you can't complain about.
Oh, good.
Hmm. Your own farts.
Mm. Oh. Wow.
Wow. Checkmate.
But that is... That is so sad, but I will, and I am not proud of this.
This might be gross.
Have to say that as I was fanning one up toward my noggin while I was driving home alone the other day. And look, I believe
that's
this is built into us because back in the day we had to check out what was coming out of us to make sure we didn't eat any bad berries or get hold of some rancid dinosaur meat or something. That's all I'm doing. That's it. Carrying on a long tradition that our forefathers began, farting in caves and wafting it up toward their face. But yes, quickly, my favorite me story is when I was in the car and I was driving in just through reflex, blew gas and did the fan, and then looked to my right and noticed the girl I was dating sitting there with a puss on, like she had just bitten into an ashtray filled with salmon. And she just had a look like, what the? And I thought quickly, she goes, what are you doing? And I said, do you want me to tuck my head between my legs while I'm driving the car? Of course I have to fan it up. You please, use your head, lady. I thought, though, my production has dropped off in the gas department.
It usually increases as you age.
Yes. I no longer... You know what? I remember the coffee can story with your beloved Jimmy Kimmel?
Greatest story ever.
It's my greatest achievement. You know, people talk about having kids or winning awards,
writing
or being
a novel.
The first person in their family to graduate college. For me, it was farting into a coffee can and getting Kimmel to inhale the entire content.
He sealed it. He sealed it in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Then he presented it to Jimmy. Jimmy, smell this coffee. Who doesn't want to take a big breath fresh coffee?
Yeah, you will bury your face into a coffee can. There's a couple beans floating around the bottom just for good measure, but oh my God.
I was talking to Sarah before the show started. I just went out to say hi, and I told you I was nervous. I just started to babble endlessly at the poor woman. But I was talking about how my daughter has changed overnight. And actually, my wife did the same thing. My wife used to laugh at Dutch ovens.
Right.
You'd hash, and then you'd pull the covers up over her head, and she'd fight to get out. Ha! One day she just woke up a Republican that didn't find that funny at all. Didn't want to even discuss it.
Sarah, what do you do? Because you are living with a guy who, if there was a Mount Rushmore of gas, he would be the only face on it, possibly his cousin Sal. I'm talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Here's a guy who loves the gas play.
Yeah.
You're somebody who works it into your act. But I feel like it would get old eventually with Kimmel farting up the house every day.
It's hard.
Wow. Struck a chord.
Yeah. We do what we can. And we... I know that he can't help it. It's too funny. But I try to just support him.
Hey, Sarah, I don't like to pry, but I came over the other day and it looked like you'd been crying. I didn't want to say anything. It was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do.
Damn it, I try to hide this. I just want him to be happy and be healthy. But the farting is it's coming between us. And I just don't want to lose them.
Okay, Sarah, we can just move on and talk about
it. I need to plug things.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's let you plug some things. But I'm curious about this with the gas talk. Do you have trouble, you know, if you have to have, I can't even say the word, Yes. If you have to do that in front of him, do you leave the room or are you comfortable enough now that you just go?
I don't do it.
You don't?
No.
Thank you.
I am a lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't happen with me.
Right?
If I did, hey, I'm a comedian. If I did, I would
laugh it off.
Yeah, I would love it.
But you
I
don't.
Wish
you
I
don't.
Did.
You don't do it.
No.
My wife and I
can do.
Do,
can do
all possible same. Things you can do in a bathroom together because we can smoke in there and there's a vent. And one of us will be sitting there doing your absolute business.
Number two?
Yep.
In front of each other?
This close because it's a tiny little bathroom.
I don't know.
But I've never heard that woman fart. Never.
See?
Like
keeping
she'd be embarrassed to death by that.
Right. So it's just a clean extrusion, but there's no gas attached to it.
Because
they're
there chatting away, smoking cigarettes, almost
smoking
like
in the shower. This is amazing.
I don't see what any of this has to do with my gigs coming
Let's
up.
Let's talk about Sarah's new show, which my ex-boyfriend Steve Agee's on. He's very funny.
I'll tell you what. I'll give a quick plug. We'll take a break. And then I do want to talk about your ex.
Oh.
This is the mountain man who was crying when he was making sweet love to you, yes?
From joy, he would occasionally cry after sex. Because he's a sweet, you know him.
Joyce,
he's a good-hearted, kind, sweet man.
Joy's the ex-girlfriend who dumped him. That's why he was crying. Tears of joy. He wishes he was on top of her.
He denied it because Kimmel shamed him, but he did cry.
Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman program tomorrow night, 10:30.
Comedy Central.
So macho, Jimmy Kimmel.
It is a great show. Also, she's going to be at the Troubadour Thursday night. Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
She's making
the rounds. She's going to be in Seattle. She's going to be in Vegas. Crank Yankers coming up.
This Friday night
on MTV2, 10 o'clock. So much for Sarah Silverman.
Jesus.
We'll take a quick break. What we'll do is we'll come back. We'll talk a little. Uh-oh. Kimmel's on the blower.
Oh no.
Kimmel is the blower.
Don't take it.
I have
Adam.
A feeling.
Too late.
Adam, this is my time to shine.
Oh, no. Come on.
Please don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, darling.
I'm sitting here listening to the radio and these stories about my farting and how Sarah never farts.
Right,
and
Jimmy, don't do
she's
this.
She's a lady.
You know, it went on, it just went on about 30 seconds too long.
Think about this.
Okay,
think
I'll
about this.
Over the commercial break and then I'll tell everyone about Sarah's
farting. Oh, I do not.
Well, all right, so hang on, Jimmy. All right, full plate.
Absurd.
So when we come back, we will hear a Jimmy weigh in, ass talk, namely Sarah Silverman's ass. Maybe she was lying a few moments ago.
She was lying.
She's a lady.
She never beefed in front of Kimmel.
I think she can play the national anthem.
We will also get to the bottom of one of her co-stars of the Sarah Silverman program crying when he was with Teresa Strasser. And if that wasn't enough to catch a predator talk.
Oh. Wow.
Complete with clips, all next on The Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Dateline, Southern California, where decorated Eagle Scout Bobby logs onto his favorite website.
971-FREE-FM.
Even at 31 years old, Bobby still looks snazzy in those shorts and scarf.
Yeah, my mom knitted him.
971-FREE-FM.com. A veritable bastion of pictures and information about all the talk jockeys at 97.1. Plus, you can listen live to some streaming Free FM.
And don't forget about the pictures.
That's amusing, but I don't know why. Treat yourself to the majesty of 971-FREE-FM.
Log on right now for your chance to win a Racer Day experience at the Auto Club 500 at California Speedway, Sunday, February 25th.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit CBSRadio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD Radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD Radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD Radio.
Discover it.
Now the insanely long contest rules for 97.1 Free FM.
Number one!
You must be over 18 years of age to win anything.
Number two!
Anybody who works here for Viacom, for CBS,
or CBS Radio,
or any of our sponsors, promotional partners, or any other loser radio stations in L.A. can't win a damn thing.
Oh, number three!
If you are related to someone on the preceding list,
oh, like you're screwed, too.
Numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way through 99!
If what you win is worth more than $600, too bad, you can't win again for 6 months.
You cannot exchange what you win for cash!
Which means, like, if you win a bed pad, you get a bed pad.
And if the stores run out of bed pads, give yourself an equal or better.
As a bonus, winners get to pay all the taxes.
If you break the rules, we can take back your prize, because we're in control and we decide what is final.
You may acquire a written copy of these rules by appearing at 97.1 Free FM.
5670 Wilshire Boulevard,
Los Angeles, California, 90036.
Enough of that. Here's a horse.
Facing real business challenges head on is what Pepperdine University's fully employed real-world MBA program is all about. Rhonda Hofarth, Chief Operating Officer, Ironclad Incorporated.
Even though Ironclad has sold millions of high-performance work gloves worldwide, there are times even we could use a helping hand. That's where the MBA students at Pepperdine come in.
From grassroots startups to large corporations, Pepperdine's partner companies provide students with hands-on experience in solving actual live business cases.
These Pepperdine MBA students are also working professionals, and they consistently provide our company with innovative ideas, impressive research data, and an excellent potential employment pool.
Pepperdine University's prestigious Grazia Dio School of Business and Management, where the real world of business is mastered. To learn more, call 1-800-933-3333. That's 1-800-933-3333.
97.1 Free FM, The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci.
Mornings,
SoCal's FM talk station.
What happened to the copy? Not that I need the copy.
Yeah.
Hell, this travel worm out. Get it out of my face.
Yeah, you don't even need that.
Good day, sir.
Tell you, when I talk about travel worm, I talk from the gut, just like the intestinal worm that sometimes inhabits. Oh, probably not a great association, but you know what I'm saying.
How many times have I told you I think
Hold on,
the show has started?
Let me crumple up this piece of coffee. Get it out of my face. It's insulting.
When you're doing these things, how many times have I told you, oh my God, I thought the show started? Because you start talking about this crap.
I tell you, because I speak from the heart, Bonaducci. I got one speed, and that's not reading speed. And I didn't just read that either. Travel Worm. It's the exclusive travel partner of the Adam Carolla Show. That's right. That's what it says. Best rates on hotels, airfare, show tickets, and event tickets. One-stop shopping, as I like to call it. You like Vegas? Check out the deals at Hooters Hotel and Casino. Just hop on to TravelWorm.com. That's TravelWorm.com. Or you pick up the phone, 888-700-VEGAS. Book your room to Vegas now, Hooters Hotel and Casino. That's 1-888-700-VEGAS. Travel Worm.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
It's the loudest afternoon talk show in Southern California history.
Who the hell are you calling?
Tom Likas, 97.1
Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
I do a show directly with you. Talk to you like I'm talking to you now, and then I talk to callers. It's just us. You'll find this is a much more personal form of communication. It's just me and you. I'm very laid back right now, but you will find as you listen to the program that the show can be offensive to a lot of people, specifically your wife or girlfriend. They are going to hate this program.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
We'll be right back.
KSX, Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
The decoy tells him she's a virgin and that she has a hot tub at her house. Then Blag wants to know if she's willing to lose her virginity in that hot tub.
I would love to be your first. It's up to you.
And now that you're thoroughly creeped out, get ready for more. A recap of Dateline to Catch a Predator on the Adam Carolla Show.
Sarah Silverman in studio, the Sarah Silverman Program, tomorrow night, 10:30 Comedy Central, and Crank Yankers.
Friday night, MTV2.
Backed by popular demand, MTV2. I was watching To Catch a Predator. Now, Kimmel's on the line. Quickly, I was just watching it last night, and I was thinking, they should run this in prison. And then I thought they should also syndicate it and rerun it in prison. And then it'd be great if the pedophile that was in the joint saw a rerun of To Catch a Predator from like 3 years ago, and there's a guy standing next to him going, Bert, you said you were in here for killing a terrorist.
You look a lot like Can I Rape You 92.
Yeah. Listen, we got to talk with some of our friends in the shower. You said you foiled that terrorist plot. Yeah. Railroaded you. Interesting. All right, Kimmel. What happened to Kimmel? He was on the phone 10 seconds ago.
He lost interest in us.
He's there.
His name fell off. Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Kyle, thanks for getting rid of his name.
Yeah. That wasn't if you were confusing. Designing the software.
Yes. Jimmy,
well,
what?
Actually, in fairness to Kyle, what happened was I'm at Sarah's place right now, and I just walked through a leftover cloud of gas. And,
oh, really?
May have blacked out my phone.
Uh-oh. So what you're saying is she has relieved the gas in front of you.
Well, I don't know if you call it relief. Yes, she's poisoned the inside of my body with her gas. It travels into my nose, and then it laminates me from the inside with a brown paste.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, what say you? Congratulations, Jimmy. No one will ever love me but you. Was that your intention? Be together forever.
I don't want to say anything, and I didn't want to say anything because I have too much couth, but I feel like Jimmy has sucked up so much of Sarah Silverman's gas. At one time when he farted in the car, I think it was yours.
There was like a little bit of femininity.
He actually pushed out one of yours that he brought in earlier in the week.
You know, I was sitting here listening to the radio, and I thought, I'm not going to, you know what, I'm going to just let her play along this fantasy about not farting. But then went on and on and on, and all the talk of my, I think I've walked into more of Sarah's farts than she has mine.
Wow.
I will add another thing, darling.
I'm not going to dignify this.
You can't dignify this.
There's nothing dignified about it. On Sunday night, we're laying in bed about to watch television, and all of a sudden there's just horrible
Crank Yankers Friday.
10 o'clock.
Hold on, and then what happened? MTV2, backed by popular demand.
Were you under the covers?
I was not under the covers, but what Sarah did, she was under the covers, and she had them pressed down around him, and what really amazed me, I was like, where do you think it's gonna go?
Keeping it in.
It's not going to just soak into the bed and then go, like, travel down to hell or wherever they go. It's eventually going to hit me if you let it out.
Jimmy, even with the charcoal mattress I got you last Christmas, it still smelled?
I bought her charcoal underwear.
God.
They really had that.
Jimmy,
he did.
I got a package at my house, and I open it up, and it's like big charcoal like pads you put in your underwear.
Yes.
But the best part is they saw that it was like his credit card, and the guy was like, Mr. Kimmel, we are also going to be getting these in women's, and please let us know. We're a big fan of the man show.
I told him, Sarah needs the men's. It's maybe strong enough for a woman.
Made for a man.
Jimmy, I threw them out.
Are you doing this so no one will love Sarah other than you?
I'm doing it because of something called truth, justice, and the American way.
You are like so transparent.
Are you wearing your charcoals in the studio this morning, darling? Hello?
She smells lovely.
So you're going to be humping a charcoal vagina later on tonight.
Walk duck.
All right, take the dog for a walk, Jimmy. We're going to talk a little To Catch a Predator. I know that's probably one of your favorite shows as well.
It might be my favorite show. I love it.
Jimmy, who's on your program tonight?
I don't remember.
All right. Andy Dick and some mace or pepper spray?
No, Andy Dick. I honestly have no memory because the farting has really wiped a lot.
I see.
Wow.
It's melted your frontal lobe.
Can actually cause some damage.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, look, if you huff...
I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
If you huff copier toner, it'll ruin your brain.
Right.
That's true.
Think about it.
There you go.
All right, Jimmy, we'll be watching tonight anyway. And Brian.
Apparently Dane Cook and Catherine McPhee. Says
oh,
right here.
Your girlfriend.
Oh, that's
what
a big
the hell?
One. I got McFever, baby.
No, Adam has McFever. He's in love with
her. Yeah, Dane Cook and Catherine McPhee tonight, Jimmy?
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Jimmy Kimmel, ABC 1206.
I know this is Jimmy's time to shine, but if I may, tomorrow there's a new show of my show, the Sarah Silverman Program.
You're kidding.
And I feel that I should mention that. It guest stars the lovely Zach Galifianakis.
Oh.
And that would be tomorrow night at 10:30 on Comedy Central.
One of the funniest guys out there, really and truly. Just funny as hell. Saw him on Jimmy's show last week. He is great.
There's stunts. Let me just say that.
We were going to, get to many things. We had To Catch a Predator.
Yes.
Also, speaking of your show, Sarah, Steve Agee. Who is one of the exes of Sarah, our own Teresa Strasser.
I'm the poor man, Sarah Silverman.
Who
got
I
it straight.
Met over Jimmy Kimmel. He's a big man who evidently cried after making love.
He's 6'7"-ish.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's a big guy.
He's he's 6'5".
No, no, no.
6'5", 6'6".
That's gigantic.
He's gigantic.
330 pounds if he's an ounce.
Yeah.
And he cried after making sweet love.
Yeah, of joy. Because he's a nice human being.
How do you know it's a joy?
Now, he claims...
People cry from mace,
because he said... I don't want to throw him under the bus.
What?
Well, I had no idea, and neither did he, that this was anything to be ashamed of until he said it on the show here, and then everyone started teasing him.
Liar!
And then he had to deny it because he was caught in... I didn't think it was... What's the big deal about crying if you're happy?
After you just said
yeah. It's beautiful.
Right.
Replace.
Thank you, Sarah. You might be accused of being too beautiful.
You can just replace happy with hungry, and you've got the truth.
Yeah, I know lots of chicks that are too thin and too rich.
All right, well, give Steve a lot of crap when you see him next, Sarah.
Well, perhaps he'll be calling in.
Oh,
well,
no.
The thing is, he plays one half of a gay couple with Brian Posehn.
Mm. Yeah. There's a stretch for Ben Cryer.
Did that with Teresa, too.
Well, they're both these big, like, guys, you know, and that's a dude and stuff, but the best part is that Steve's dad is like not comfortable with
they're very he comes from a very religious family. And by the way, he was the kind of guy who his family was so nice that I almost wanted to marry him just for his family. They were very sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they'd never met a Jew.
You smell that?
In their lives.
It smells like desperation.
Bev and Doug.
the Bigfoot family,
because
he has to have huge powers. He comes from...
He's adopted.
And so he's by the way.
Sasquatch.
Here's a funny thing. Sasquatchman. Well, you adopt a little baby, right? And you don't know it's going to be 6 foot 7.
He was 80 pounds when he was 9 months.
His parents are both about 5'2". They're tiny.
Oh, really?
They should send him back now.
Yeah. We don't want to miss
him. I heard he ate his mom in high school.
He thought it was a chicken McNugget.
It was stuck to the bottom of his shoe. What are you going to do? All right, let's keep pushing on because my favorite show, To Catch a Predator...
Sarah, are you a fan of this show?
I'll be honest, I've only really seen it in clips, and I love it. Probably would love it if I knew to team
well, here's
no,
the
dude,
thing.
I'm looking at your schedule. I don't know how you would see
anything. There's too many shows.
Any regularity.
I do. I watch several television shows regularly.
I want to intervene for one second
please.
Because I'm looking at the clock,
let's
and I'm realizing that Dwight Freeney, the Super Bowl kid, Dwight Freeney for... For the Colts.
You're calling an audible.
Dwight Freeney, is he Jewish?
Yeah, he's a big black Jewish man who's a sack machine.
Wow.
Now, so am I, I'm a sack machine.
You were talking about getting the quarterback, man.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, Rex Grossman, Jewish name.
A lot of Jews in the bowl in the big game this year. Point is, or at least Jewish name, Dwight Freeney is going to be on the phone. What we need to do is take a break. We'll talk to him, and then we'll do To Catch a Predator, because I want to give To Catch a Predator the time that it deserves.
Yeah, but I don't want to miss McSweeney here, whatever his name is.
We have a lot. I can tell you're excited. We have a lot to get to. Sarah, can you hang out with us?
Well, I'm very busy, but yes.
Thank you. Sarah Silverman, Dwight Freeney from the Super Bowl champs, next.
Yeah, I smoked them all away, and I drank my frustrations down the drain out of the way.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
More with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. Coming up, The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Hey, it's Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show, and this Saturday from noon till 2, why don't you come see me at the Home Depot in Irvine? We're going to be signing people up to win a whole bunch of $100 Home Depot gift cards, and while you're there, be sure to check out how Home Depot's smart home can make your life more convenient, more safe, and more fun. With over 7,000 affordable lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer, that's you, can install. Home Depot in Irvine is located right off the 133 at 6200 Irvine Boulevard. We are so SoCal's FM Talk Station 97.1, Free FM. Make Valentine's Day perfect with the perfect combo, you and Astroglide. Diamonds may be forever, but Astroglide makes the moment last like nothing else. Enhance the pleasure for you and the one you love to love this Valentine's Day with the perfect gift, Astroglide. Astroglide is far more satisfying than chocolate, and it's calorie-free. Your honey and some strawberry Astroglide, nothing could be sweeter. Try original, warming, or strawberry-flavored Astroglide. Latex-safe and water-soluble. Visit astroglide.com for a free sample. Or, if you're in a hurry, stop by a local retailer for some Astroglide tonight. Make Valentine's Day perfect with the perfect gift combo. You and Astroglide.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
The most embarrassing part of the entire day is how I got back down the hill, because I'm like, well, it's a long way, it's about a mile. So I grab my daughter's bike. It's a little purple thing with streamers coming off the handlebars.
Little basket in the front.
And that hill is steep. And I get her bike out, because I don't have a bike. And I was like, okay, I could probably ride this thing down there.
It's a kid's bike, Frank.
Oh, yeah, it's tiny. It's a little girl's bike, and it's tiny, too. And her tires are flat. I'm like, oh, hell. And then my pump is in my truck down at the bottom of the hill. So now I get on her bike, and I'm riding down this hill. This hill is stupid.
Yes, getting a new bike this afternoon.
This hill is steep. I was probably going 35, 40 on a little girl's bike, but I thought, and the front wheel starts to shake, so I'm like, oh my God, I'm on flat tires. I'm probably going to wipe out and kill myself.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
For Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Pro flowers. Valentine's Day, kiddies. Coming up, you ladies, for some reason you get a free pass. Not sure when you turn this one, but you've been very successful in doing it. We have to wring our hands and pace around. Please don't screw up this year, Ace Man. Meanwhile, my wife just drops another tranquilizer stuffed into a bonbon and melts away, watching her stories in her house coat. So sad. I don't know when we decided to. This was our job. Seems like something that women could do, but they don't. But look, we can't fight it anymore, fellas, so let's just make it easier on ourselves. Pro flowers, $29.99. 1 dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses. So if the old lady's colorblind, you go with the 2 dozen and tell them they're all ruby red. and then strangle the life out of anyone who tells her otherwise. Free chocolate truffles plus a free glass vase. That's right. I didn't say vase. I said vase. I'm overcompensating for feeling like a hillbilly and being functionally illiterate. I say vase, and I say aunt. I don't say aunt. ProFlowers. What do you do? Go to ProFlowers.com. Go to the microphone upper right-hand corner. Type in my first name, Alan. And then Adam. And then you got yourself a deal. ProFlowers.com. That's ProFlowers.com.
Wake up your taste buds with Wiener Schnitzel.
Men and women. We're not free.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds
is now Free FM.
Is that beautiful or what?
Travelworm. Travelworm.com. Why do I bring up Travelworm? Because they're the exclusive travel partner for the Adam Carolla Show. Why did we choose them? Because Travelworm.com offers the best rates on hotels, airfare, show tickets, and event tickets. You like Vegas? Sure you like Vegas. Who doesn't like Vegas? Even if you hate Vegas, you can't admit it to your friends. They'll make fun of you. It's not like liver or kidney beans or anything. It's Vegas, baby. Point is, you like Vegas? You check out the deals on TravelWorm.com. You want to hang out at the Hooters Hotel and Casino? Hooters and Casino. It'd be like if someone came up with a beer-flavored ice cream. Hooters has a bunch of great restaurants, Hooters girls. They got the casino pit, roulette tables that light up so when you're drunk you can find what number the ball lands on, live entertainment including TKO and many, many more. What do you do? Pick up the phone, call 888-700-VEGAS. That's 888-700-VEGAS. Travelworm.com.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
The Colts of Indianapolis win Super Bowl 41.
And now, defensive end for the world champion Indianapolis Colts, Dwight Freeney on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just put out the specials in front of the Ace Carolla restaurant here. We're going to talk to Dwight Freeney, who's fresh off winning the Super Bowl for a couple of few, and then we'll get into To Catch a Predator with Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman, by the way, Sarah Silverman program tomorrow night, 10:30. And Sarah, for the many appearances you're making around the country doing your wonderful stand-up comedy, can we just go to something.com and find out your list of places? No?
You know what? There's a guy who has a Sarah Silverman website, and I bet he has that stuff. SarahSilvermanOnline.com.
Mm-hmm. SarahSilvermanOnline.
Is this some guy?
He does it totally on his own. Mm. Am I supposed to be paying him? I don't even know.
No.
What does he get out of it? I don't know. But he made the best. I didn't meet him, but he had like a MySpace as me. But it was so good that I emailed him and I was like, I'm me. You don't say I'm me, but this is great.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, keep in mind, that same guy has a lot of pictures of you with your eyes removed.
He also has a picture right here in front of me of Sarah with a dog, swear to God.
Well, there you go. All right.
That dog was asking for it.
Well, it's cute.
That's what it looks like.
Puppy dog eyes.
All right. We're going to put your dates on our website.
There you go.
Go to AdamCarolla.com and find out where Sarah Silverman's going to be.
You don't want to miss her. She's going to be in San Francisco at Cobb.
Dwight?
I'll put it on MySpace, too. I got like 20,000 friends.
All right, everyone. Let me talk to Dwight Freeney, please. Dwight!
How you doing, man?
I am excited.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man.
You are? Why are you excited? I mean, won the Super Bowl.
Exactly, right? A lifetime achievement, man.
I see. Now, how many years do you have in the league, Dwight, without a ring? You going on, like, eighth year?
No, this is actually going on my sixth year now.
Oh, okay. It just seems like you're such a perennial all-pro that you've been around longer than you actually have. Although, you got looked over for the Pro Bowl this year. What's up?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I have no idea what's going on with that, man. I mean, we got 400 less passes than the next team ahead of us, and we're last in the league. So think about that. 400 more runs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your number's going to be down. But
Well, the Colts' defense, I feel like, took a ton of crap. What happened was the Colts' defense was next to the last rated defense in run defense, or maybe last in run defense when the season ended. And everyone said, well, Peyton Manning is going to be able to carry the team. But the defense is what wins Super Bowls, and they don't have a good enough defense. Well, the Colts defense stepped up and played stellar all the way through, and it was Peyton Manning that was playing a little bit shaky. So it actually turned 180 degrees. That's got to make you proud, Dwight.
Exactly, man. It's the same thing like everybody said, man. Defense wins championships. I mean, yeah, the offense sells tickets. You know, the quarterback sells tickets and everything like that. But, you know, it always comes down to the end of, you know, guys going out there playing together defensively, you know, and stopping the other team from scoring.
And you, as far as Peyton Manning goes, everybody seems sort of mixed on the guy. It's like they think he's a great quarterback, but with not much personality, yet he does all these commercials that are kind of entertaining, so he must have some personality.
My entire opinion is that he's kind of cute.
Do you hang out with him, Dwight?
Yeah, man, he's a good guy, man. I mean, he has a lot of personality, I think just because of the fact that, you know, on the field he seems so serious. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of what you want to, you know, already label him as. But, man, he's a funny guy, you know, pranks and everything.
Really?
Man, yeah,
please,
man,
tell
yeah.
us he's into something weird. Something.
You know what? I don't know, man, because you know me. I'm a defensive end. I don't really like quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So I try to stay as far away as possible. But, I don't know. If, you know, I guess all quarterbacks are kind of weird at the end of the day.
So, now do you have a contract coming up? I mean, you're going to be looking to make some huge money in the next 6 months or so?
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely have a contract that's up now, so... I mean, right now we're in talks of hopefully getting something done. So
I would assume that winning the Super Bowl kind of helps negotiations
yeah, exactly.
a little bit.
Exactly. It does a little bit, right?
It does, but then you get to that point where somebody wants to give you $10 million to leave and go to a crappy team that you formerly despised instead of $5 million and stay with the team that could win another Super Bowl. What do you think, Dwight? I mean, are you just going to follow the money, or are you going to stay with the team that could probably get you another ring next year?
I mean, I'm committed to staying with the team that I have now. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, it is business, but, I mean, you know, I really don't see myself playing for another coach as of right now. You know, Tony Dungy's just, you know, a great man, great coach. You know, Bill Polian is a great guy, so... You know, I'm just, you know, looking forward to going out there every year with this team and this organization.
And the first black coach to win a Super Bowl as a man of color, does that give you pride, or is it you were just going out and playing Sunday?
I mean, no, that's definitely a lot of pride that goes behind that. I mean, just the history of, you know, black coaches, you know, throughout the different leagues, and especially, you know, college football and all that. And football, and, you know, in the NFL, I think we only got like 7 or something like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a big accomplishment. Hopefully we don't have to talk about it, you know, later on in years to come. You know?
I'd still like to see the trophy for first African-American hockey winner. Mm. You know, just takes the whole team just takes home the Stanley Cup.
Lamont has hoisted the trophy over his head. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a brother kick a field goal, too. Are there any brothers in the league kicking?
True. I haven't seen one. That's a very good point.
You know why I'd like to see Dwight Freeney's on the phone, by the way, fresh off winning the Super Bowl. I feel like a brother doing the kicking would be good, because white guys, especially the kickers and the punters, they screw up their uniforms. They wear crappy face masks. They don't tape anything. They look like skinny guys wearing pajamas. They should put a flap in the back of those pants with the kickers and the punters, just so you knew who they were. They go out there, it looks like, you know, when they used to do like some USO show and Bob Hope would get in a football uniform and go out there and welcome the all-star team or something? That's what they look like. They look like Bob Hope, like a 7-year-old guy wearing a thing. Now, I feel like if there was black kicker, he'd be taped up, he'd have a towel hanging off his thing with like an 8-ball on it.
That's right.
There you go.
I definitely hear you.
Yeah, probably like he'd probably have his name in the back in old English writing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Throwing forearms around.
Pimp my suit.
Yeah, and he definitely wouldn't be any barefoot black kickers. There used to be
definitely not.
Used to be guys who would kick in Buffalo in January barefoot.
Aren't they frequently former soccer players?
Oh, that's the problem.
That might be the problem.
That might be.
Yeah. We got to get more brothers in. What happened?
That's what I think is what's wrong with almost all organized sports today is white people.
Mm.
Why do white people still even just do it? And just stop doing it.
Well, somebody's got to kick the extra point when the brother scores.
Somebody's
got to
carry the water bucket, too, but the rest of them, come on.
How dare you? There's a lot of great pro bowlers that are white.
Yes.
So sad.
They're all over the place. Look out, there's a line of them going to the bathroom right now.
Dwight, speaking of race, I was talking about Devin Hester to somebody who was at the Super Bowl taking it to the house. He took the opening kickoff. Now, I want you to know, Dwight Freeney from the Colts, I took you guys. I gave 6.5 points, and I took you guys, and I won $2,200 on the deal, but I'm still down from Danny, still down $6,000 from the season, for those of you who think gambling's a great idea, but I took you guys. But somebody said to me, who was at the game yesterday, said, this guy Devin Hester, he took the opening kickoff all the way, but a white guy caught him at the goal line and dragged him down from behind.
Oh,
now, that's got to be a slap in the face,
yeah,
right?
I would appreciate that.
That's your worst nightmare, white guy catching you and taking you down?
Oh, man, they got a lot of fast white guys. I think that's a big misconception, you know?
But, yeah, it is a misconception because I'm misconceiving it right now. I don't know any fast white people.
Well, whoever caught Hester was a white boy with some wheels.
Oh, yeah, man.
Who was that? Who caught him? Do you know?
I don't even remember. I don't even know who caught him.
I think they called him that white guy.
Were you just in shock seeing the opening kickoff on a Super Bowl? I mean, literally 11 seconds into the game, you guys are down a touchdown, and I'm down 13.5 points.
Right. That must have really taken the wind out of your sails.
Oh, man, I mean, that guy's an explosive runner, man. We kind of understood. I mean, that's why you didn't see us kick it to him the rest of the game. I mean, that was it. One time, you seen what he did the first time he touched the ball, so it's like, there's no way.
It was a great game plan. Chicago has a very dangerous return guy who will take it to the house, and they said, we're going to kick him the ball one time, we'll see how he does, and if he does good, we won't kick it to him. Well, 96 yards later, they got their answer.
Yeah, we crapped out. So.
Wow. Well, either way, you guys are champs. And Dwight, before we leave, we should give a plug to what? What would you like to give a plug to?
I mean, you know, I actually have a football camp going on, and all this is in July. It's just around July 13th to the 17th, and it's in Anderson, Indiana. And it's a full contact football camp. No, we don't have a lot of those.
Is that for adults or teenagers?
No, that's between the ages of 8 and 16.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, you know, a lot of times you go through the camps now these days and everything is flag, a two-hand touch. Well, mine is full contact.
Wow.
This is how the game is supposed to be played.
Can a boy do it who's never played before? Jimmy's son just signed up for it. He's going to be a freshman in high school next year. He's a big kid, but he's not played before.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, man. We definitely kind of ease him into it. Make sure it's more about having fun than anything.
Yeah, having fun, tearing guys' heads off with your forearm.
That's what the game of football is about.
It's a good time. All right, Dwight, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, and congratulations.
All right, thank you.
And enjoy. Look, don't start looking ahead to next year. Don't start immediately thinking about repeating next year. Enjoy. Savor the victory, my friend.
Hey, one day at a time.
That's right. Dwight Freeney. From the Indianapolis Colts, Sarah Silverman here. I'm not sure if Kevin's going to make the football camp.
Well, how he's a freshman?
Totally unprovoked.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
He
looks like a man.
But I'll tell you the problem. I was thinking about this. The problem, because I played 7 years of Pop Warner football, and people always focus on the physical part.
Right.
They'll go, he's a big kid, or he's a tough kid, or he's a strong kid. Yes, but he didn't have guys that were strung out on pain meds, wearing tight shorts, screaming at them. That's the part you got to get used to. If you haven't seen it from 0 to 14, and then you walk on a field and some guy's calling you a pansy and grabbing you by your face mask, and he has a scary beard and a clipboard stuffed into the back of his shorts, and he's spitting chewing tobacco while he's yelling, and he's doing this one. Hey, we can all do another lap because Kevin Kimmel couldn't remember the snap count.
Wow.
That's the part of football that the kids aren't ready for. You're not used to getting yelled at by strange, scary men.
What do you think, Sarah? Could he handle it?
If he's not into it, then he won't do it. Okay. But, I mean, he just figured he'd try.
My kid, being my kid, has never seen a sporting event in his life. But I can't believe when you describe that, I've completely prepared him in other ways.
Oh,
well, I'm wasted on pain meds. Grab him by his little face and scream like a maniac. He's going to be great.
He's going to be fine.
Can I ask Sarah a question and maybe she can answer after after the break, mm-hmm. if she even wants to answer at all, because it's kind of personal.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Jimmy's got a couple of kids, and earlier during the commercial, you were talking about your dog, and you seem like someone who would be a good mom, and I wonder if you want to have your own kids.
Mm.
You don't have to answer. You do not have to answer.
Well,
now.
Yeah, you do. You no. just got to do it after the commercial.
But you do it after the break.
Yeah.
Is that your biological clock or mine?
Yours.
Well, mine's very loud. Oh, no! No, it's out of control. Brian, stop it.
We need to take a quick break.
I hope
break.
That wasn't too personal. I was just
no,
curious.
Not at all.
Okay.
Sarah, now you've been here for an hour. I feel bad, like we're keeping
you're
you.
Like a hostage. But wait, Sarah just pinned a yellow ribbon on herself.
She's a hostage. I'd love you to hang out for To Catch a Predator, which I promise we're going to get to.
I'll believe
after
it when
this.
I see it.
I promise To Catch a Predator. Sarah Silverman, Sarah Silverman program, tomorrow night, 10:30 Comedy Central, and Crank Anchors, MTV2, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Quick break, right back. Sarah Silverman, Catch a Predator, next.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, middays on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm making sweet love to my hot woman. I'm poking and sweating, and she's just squirming. Dropping my sponge right in her face. Squirting that hot surge all over the place. I say, ugh. I say, ugh. I say, ugh, ugh.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on Free FM.
Likas 101.
It's a rather simple and painless procedure. We ask the male to drop his trousers and his shorts down, and then we do a complete examination.
You like it?
No!
Isn't this fun?
And we're not talking about violent crime. We are talking about dating.
Likas 101.
Likas 101.
Likas 101. It's like a refresher course for your cojones.
For your cojones.
She's a fat, lazy bitch.
On 97.1.
97.1.
KLSX. Free FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Jim Beam, the official spirit of...
How many times has this happened to you?
You return to your car in a crowded mall lot, only to discover a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Criminy, I got a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Frustrating, isn't it? You bump them, simonize them, but there's never really been a way to prevent these minor auto headaches.
Oh, for crying out loud, isn't there any way to stop these minor auto headaches?
Now there is. Craftco USA presents Carluminum Siding, the natural looking exterior automotive finish that won't crack, scratch, dent, or ding.
Cha-cha! How do I get some of that?
Simple. Just dial 1-800-555-CRAP and in 37 easy payments, your car will be ding-free forever. Call now and Craftco will custom match the exterior of your car with the siding on your home.
Holy smoke! Since I got siding put on my car, people stop me and say, hey, is that siding on your car?
Carluminum Siding, another 21st century innovation from Craftco.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Well, guess who's going to be down at the Home Depot?
Home Depot in Irvine.
I love the Home Depot, but this is the Home Depot.
No, it's the Home Depot that you know and love.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, this is the same place. It's a silent team.
I refuse to endorse a place that's trying to rip off my beloved Home Depot.
This is Home Depot. I'm going to be there this Saturday in Irvine from 12 to 2. I have to spit that out because I'm scared no one will come and it'll be embarrassing.
Well, I'm not going because I will be at the Home Depot in Irvine from 12 to 2, but I'm not going to be at the Home Depot.
It's the same thing.
You know what? You know what? Enough. Enough.
Adam, It's the same thing. It's Home Depot.
I'm looking at the T right here. Okay?
Yes.
Now, unless that's a typo, it's
the same place. Saturday.
Either way, let's just keep going. Saturday, what else?
Well, we're going to be giving away $100 Home Depot gift cards, lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't want to meet me, you should go and enter to win one of those. Because, Adam, what could be better than a Home Depot gift card?
Home Depot gift card with peanut butter smeared on it.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
As
a matter of fact, anyone that gives me a gift card, just put some Jiffy Creamy on there. I'll lick it off, and then I'll go, ooh, Home Depot.
And they've got this new smart home thing where you can program your entertainment system and make your coffee pot turn on from your phone.
Yep. You can just think about it, and your bathtub will fire up.
Right? Exactly.
Home Depot, this Saturday, noon to 2, Teresa Strasser, be there.
Every guy is looking for a way to go longer into the night. Some would like to improve their performance. Others are looking to heighten their sensation. There's an endless supply of stimulants and pills out there. But are they safe? Do they have any side effects? Could there be a natural alternative? Well, now there is. Introducing Qi Energy Drink. Qi Energy Drink is the natural way to revitalize, rejuvenate, and energize the body. The main ingredient is seaweed protein extract, which helps to improve blood circulation. The result is a boost in energy, a boost in performance, and a boost in sheer enjoyment. Since it's all natural, you can drink it every day and not worry about any nasty side effects. So if you're ready for longer nights, better performance, and heightened sensation, you're ready for Qi Energy Drink. Log on to QiEnergyDrink.com right now for a free sample. That's QiEnergyDrink.com. Qi Energy Drink at select herb and vitamin shops or online at QiEnergyDrink.com.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tom Likas.
You seem to be very negative towards women.
How so?
That we are nothing but sluts.
I don't think you're all sluts. My God, if only you all were.
We think that the number 666, we don't believe in it, but we do believe that it is a very evil number.
How can a number be evil? It's simply a number. I mean, let me ask you a question. Would you buy a house located at 666 Main Street?
Well, my name's 777, so.
What does that mean?
Well, Melissa, and...
Is that a... Oh, you know what that means? If you're in Vegas, you win the jackpot.
That is one of the main reasons why I refuse to get married, because she's going to plump up, cut her hair, and get an attitude problem, and then she's going to want me to take care of her little raggedy kids. I can't do that, Dad.
KLSX.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, the age of consent.
But why would men enact laws to deny themselves the sweetest fruit?
Well, I don't know.
That was Adam Explains the Age of Consent to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Sarah Silverman in studio, graciously hanging out with us for my favorite segment, Catch a Predator.
Yes, but before that, maybe she'll answer the question that I asked her if she was interested in having children. I love kids. Baby crazy. Mm-hmm. Adam comes over on Sundays, brings the twins. Sal brings Archie. And it satiates me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have, like, vagina babies because I think I have bad badness in my genes. But I'd maybe adopt someday.
Adopt.
So it would have nothing to do with your actual vagina. Because they're never the same, let me tell you that right now.
Well, that, you know, that's just like the frosting. What's the opposite of frosting on the cake?
A turd.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another negative. That's right. Not only that, not only but this.
You feel like you would be passing along genes that you wouldn't want to pass along. And on top of that, the vagina would stretch out.
I'm part Mongolian rapist.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't want to have those genes passed along.
No, I'd rather get something brown.
But Sarah.
Dude, just look at me.
So you're going to adopt.
And both my kids are cool. It's the weirdest thing. They can it skips a generation or something.
That is true, huh?
Look at the S, the Bonaducci factor. His kids are cool.
Are wonderful. And too normal. Well adjusted.
But Sarah, I must say, your genes, I mean, you're beautiful, you're bright, you're funny. I mean, Don't you think you should share that with the world?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to go to Africa. You're going to grab some kid. He's not going to end up being on Comedy Central delighting millions of people.
First of all, if Jimmy and I had kids, we'd have to shave their faces to even just see skin.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, you got a chinchilla. No, that's our three-year-old.
So you might think about adopting.
Yeah, I'd think about adopting someday.
And where do you go? Do you go outside the country?
It doesn't matter, you know. One world, man.
Mm.
People go, stay in America. You should stay in America. I understand that, but at the same time, it's like, what's the difference? It's everyone's in the world.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. And to add another thing, is Americans make it very difficult. You know, it's a very long procedure, and it's shopping, really, because you have to interview for sometimes the surrogate mother has to like you, and it's a big process. Or you can go to China, I believe it was Dane Cook. Is that who went to
No, it was Dana Gould.
Had gone twice and was on his third trip when we met him.
Yeah. I like that because I feel like you get a lot of street cred, especially in Hollywood, when you adopt from China. Sure. But I sort of took the coward's way and went with the white twins. But I am going to convince everybody that they're adopted in Chinese.
they probably look exactly like you.
I've said too much.
I'll adopt from China, but if I adopt from China, I'm definitely going to adopt a boy, because the girls there, I don't know, somebody said the girls there are like useless or something.
Well, they get rid of them early and often.
They do not care for them there.
Let's talk about something we do care for.
To catch a predator. Yes, well, last night, Chris Hansen, trying to protect the young people of this world who need protecting more than you could ever imagine.
Sure.
Boy, are there a lot of predators online that want to have sex with 13-year-old girls. Now, he has this show, To Catch a Predator, on NBC, and last night they set up a sting operation in Long Beach, and what they do is they have decoys go online and flirt with these perverted men, and then they lure them into a home, and in this case, we'll hear this later, but in this case, they lure one guy to a park. Because he's suspicious and won't go to the home. But first...
Oh, I love this guy.
Wow.
This guy is a predator blag. Now, here's the thing, Adam. You said earlier that some of the online chats, you feel like these guys don't really know how to appeal to kids. Well, kids like candy. Take a listen.
Yes.
The decoy asks Blag if he's going to bring condoms. He says yes, and he has a special surprise for her.
I have chocolate-flavored condoms.
Chocolate flavor?
Yes. It tastes like chocolate. Do you know what I mean?
Now, the chat logs are read by actors.
Yes, but you're talking to a 13-year-old, so you should be saying, I'm going to come over with an iPod I got for you, and we're going to listen to some Justin Timberlake, and if one thing leads to another, then so be it. Not, I'm bringing my Merle Haggard CD over, and I'm going to violate you with a traffic cone, which is what these guys say.
It was
on
a step in the right direction with a chocolate condom.
Look, it's weird because I hate these guys. There's another part of me that thinks you're trying to get into a 13-year-old's granimals. Please, play your cards right, fellas.
Well, this guy, it was not his first time at the rodeo. He had online chatted before, and he'd had some unfortunate interactions. Danny, pay special attention.
And have you ever been surprised?
Oh, yeah. One time, there was a transvestite.
So you had this sexy chat online with somebody. You showed up at their house, and there was a transvestite.
I mean, she, at first look, everybody would think she was a woman.
Right. How did you find out that she was actually a he?
Well, when I started talking with her voice was a little deeper.
Yeah. Had a little Adam's apple thing going on. How'd that work out for you?
Pretty much. So thanks for the offer, but I'm leaving. So.
And you scooted on out of there?
Oh, yeah.
That is so close to my exact incident, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really close.
I feel sorry for Chris Hansen's kids. You know what I mean?
Like, if they didn't do their homework.
Well, I got a D in biology because the teacher didn't like you.
Well, yeah, he didn't like me.
Okay, so just not a fan of you. Possibly it had something to do with your work?
No, he didn't like me personally.
Sit down on the stool, help yourself some sweet tea. Don't mind the cameraman.
Well, he gets an exchange.
I feel like
with,
he must walk around his house with a clipboard.
I don't want to be the teacher. So you gave my son a D.
That's what the scores.
Have you given D to other children?
Well, when the scores were.
Would you say more than five?
I want to talk to my attorney. I want to talk to my attorney.
Well, here's the thing.
Then you get tackled in the parking lot.
Hanson always has something that you never have in life, which is he always breaks out the chat log. Which then, flies in the face of whatever lies the pervert is telling you. But first, this couldn't have been more bizarre. I'll get to a chat log in a minute, but this same predator with the chocolate condoms, had he ever seen the show before?
Well, here's something that I think you'll also find as a surprise. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and this is one of our To Catch a Predator stories. Have you seen the show before? You have. How many times have you seen it?
A couple dozen.
And what do you think of the stories?
They're pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible. Did you ever think you'd be on one?
No.
Couple dozen times he's seen the show To Catch a Predator.
I feel like because this show's out there so much and a lot of these guys even know going in that it may be something, it's just going to be a few short months before a guy comes in with a goldenpalace.com on his back.
I did that in Celebrity Boxing.
That's what I'm going to do. You know what? Exactly. All the pedophiles that are listening to the show, they think about answering these online sting operations. I'll give you the Golden Palace. We'll do it on a Sharpie on your back, and you head right on in.
Well, there was a loan consultant that came in shortly thereafter, a 23-year-old guy. He was chatting with a decoy who told him that she was a 13-year-old girl. Here's a little bit of that chat.
You know, girls can't really process the emotion of sex till after 16 at the earliest.
But later, Thind asks the girl if she wants to have sex, and he seems to be well aware that sex with a 13-year-old is against the law.
A lot of things are illegal. Just got to keep myself out of jail, you know.
So he seems like he's on the up and up, but then the chat takes a turn.
You talk about more than just coming over to say hi.
That wasn't my intention. If you've seen the conversation...
Oh, I have the conversation. You seem to be counseling her that perhaps she's too young to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But then the conversation sort of switches back around, doesn't it? Sort of like you're the concerned older guy for a minute, trying to say maybe you shouldn't have sex. But then it transitions into, well, if you're going to have sex, it might as well be with me.
Now,
nice.
Prepare yourselves emotionally and spiritually for perhaps the creepiest chat log that has ever, ever been read on To Catch a Predator. This is Predator Joshua.
Hold on, let me poise my loins. Okay, they're ready.
Predator Joshua, believes that he is chatting online with a 13-year-old female. He's already been kind enough to send a photo of his genitals.
That is sweet.
Again, like as I scream at the set, and then my wife gets upset that I'm rooting for the guys. But you don't get a 13-year-old in bed by sending them a bad shot of your genitalia. There's no 13-year-old girl that goes, wow, that guy's uncut. That's
right.
Making me hot.
Well, he has some requests for this 13-year-old. Let's take a listen.
Larios asks the girl to appear naked in front of her father.
I want you to let him catch you naked and see what he says.
Gets worse.
Andy wants her to do something else in front of a school teacher.
I want you to wear a skirt and no panties and let one of your male teachers see your legs open in class.
Then Larios tells the girl about the sex acts they will perform together. We can't repeat them here.
That creeped me out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was beyond creepy, even for Predator.
I mean, forget their age. Just make them women, okay? Or we can't even discuss the possibilities of it. So now they're women of consensual age. None of that sounds fun to the guy. What do you get out of posing and making her pose in front of dad and then a school teacher?
What's to me, the bigger point is to the girl. Like, we meet a woman and we compliment their shoes because if we compliment their boobies, they're not going to be interested. I mean, guys, we'd like to have sex, but we'd like them to think we could take it or leave it. Not that's all we're talking about. You're supposed to sort of dance around it until you get to the point. Look, this is why they invented wine coolers.
Exactly.
You understand? It's not like, hey, we're going to drink some rubbing alcohol or some lantern oil,
right. Get
effed up, and then I'm going to rape you. We invented any booze that has the apple flavor in it, martinis
it's
or wine. It's a rape cooler. They should really just change wine cooler to rape cooler.
That's pre-rape a cooler.
Hi, I'm Bartles and Jane.
The shoes to the boobs, which in my case and my wife, I paid for both sets.
Right.
You start at the shoes and work your way up with women.
Right. Well, this guy who asked a 13-year-old to let her father see her naked. He sees Chris Hansen and does not sit in the stool. He makes a beeline for his $50,000 Lexus and he drives away, but a squad car catches him, and that was that for him.
Yeah.
Now,
they had so many guys showing up at the place, and guys were showing up early and often that they didn't have a squad car to go after this guy, just a plain clothes guy. And I wouldn't say plain clothes. If I was a plain clothes cop, I'd just say, call me a clothes cop. I don't need a plane.
Yeah.
I need a derogatory plane. As a matter of fact, I think I'm a snappy dresser.
You're going to call me a short cop?
Well, you call Danny a bedazzled cop or a snappy dress cop.
I've got two predators left that cannot be missed. There was this one predator, Frank Sierras. He's 48 years old, which is a little on the old side for the predators that show up. He is chatting with a 13-year-old female decoy. He says she's 13. And this guy had previously been flirting with somebody online. Perverted Justice are the ones that run this. They hire the decoys. And before they were involved with Dateline, they would just post the chats on their website to try and shame these predators.
They came to our church.
Right. That is a crazy name, by the way, Perverted Justice.
Good name for TSV. Perverted
Thank
Justice.
Thank you. So this guy's chat is posted by Perverted Justice, but he comes back and he chats with the decoy, another decoy. So this is not, again, not his first time at the rodeo. Now, the thing about this guy that's scary is that he chats with who he thinks is a 13-year-old for a month to gain her confidence, but he's still a little nervous. He doesn't know. He's very suspicious. Sends the penis pics.
Sure.
Then
compulsory penis pic.
Yeah. I just realized I have a camera phone. I could just do that right now.
Now, mind you, this is a 48-year-old chatting with who he thinks is a 13-year-old female. This is the chat that happens before he drives between 5 and 6 hours to see her.
This is Sierras or Corey?
This is Sierras.
Sierras. 300 miles a guy drives.
They're not thongs, are they?
Bikini.
Oh, those are hot. That'd be cool if you could model them for me.
He says he'd like to spend the night with her and fondle and kiss her breasts.
I bet they are so beautiful to just look at, let alone to touch and massage them.
Well, he drives 5 to 6 hours to see her, and he insists on meeting at the park because he's suspicious and does want to go to her home. But he is planning on taking her in his car, a 13-year-old, 5 to 6 hours back to where he lives. Couldn't be more disturbing. And then Hansen pops up in the park.
Right on.
Frank, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh.
We're doing a story on guys who try to meet children online for sex. Do you want to tell us anything about what you were doing in this chat with someone who identified themselves as a 13-year-old girl?
We are going.
Well, he didn't want to talk about it. Now, my last predator, and perhaps the most disturbing, it just shows that these predators come in all ages, shapes, sizes, and from all walks of life. Let's take a listen to this predator.
Remember, we have his chat log, where he writes to someone who says she's a 13-year-old female, I like rape. She responds, creepy.
What kind of a guy has a screen name?
I like
that. Can I rape you?
Well, I was going to go with can I prolapse your anus, but it was already taken.
You know, you look
silver.
You caught me trying to get your sloppy seconds yesterday. Oops.
He's done it again.
Do you remember who I am?
Oh, totally! You're that guy on TV with the show about how to pick up some sweet young tail.
What are you doing here?
Oh, babysitting. And by babysitting, I mean some sweet babe's gonna sit on my face!
You were just in court on Friday, right?
Hell yeah!
And what happened in court on Friday?
Oh man! They showed some rad pictures I sent to some chick on the internet of my junk! Ah, good times!
Wow, that did sound a lot like Jack Silver, program director.
He's on probation for 3 to 5 years.
Woo!
Wow, it's going to be awkward during the meeting after the show.
Yes, it will be. But I'll tell you something that won't be awkward.
Yes?
The Sarah Silverman program.
Yeah, what a segue.
Tomorrow night, 10:30, Comedy Central. It is a fantastic show. Animation, surreal, but always funny. Also, you can find her this Friday, MTV2.
Frank Yankers.
10 o'clock. Frank Yankers, everybody. And go to AdamCarolla.com to find out all her tour dates coming up. We'll do the news next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh, Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. 3 FM.
Hey, Snow Monkey, producer Angie and Dawson from The Adam Carolla Show are heading up to Lake Tahoe to party on February 23rd and 24th. And right now, we're giving you a chance to go party with them. Be caller number 10 at 877-520-9797, and you're a winner of a two-night stay at Harvey's Lake Tahoe with lift tickets to Heavenly and VIP entry into the Vex nightclub. And if you don't win, go to AdamCarolla.com and buy an Ultimate Lake Tahoe getaway. You can get 25% off if you go there today. Powered by Harrah's Harvey's Lake Tahoe, SkiHeavenly.com, where you can check out killer events they've planned for March and April, and SoCal's FM talk station, 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our stations. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, the one sitting there typing away on the computer. You want to hear something that's more interesting than that big project you're currently working on? Wiener Schnitzel's offering up their world-famous chili cheese fries for an amazing price. Just $1.29. You may want to turn those tiny little speakers up so you can hear me better. I said $1.29. That's right. For a limited time only, you can enjoy a pile of crispy French fries topped with Wiener Schnitzel's world-famous chili and smothered with shredded cheddar cheese for a measly $1.29. I bet you got that in your desk drawer right now. Heck, at this price, you could be a hero and feed the whole office. But a deal this great and this delicious isn't going to last long. So get up from your desk. Let the screensaver do its job and hurry into Wiener Schnitzel today. A tasty treat for an even better price is waiting for you. Wiener Schnitzel's world-famous chili cheese fries for only $1.29. Only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3.
97.1 KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show. Have you been living with low water pressure, leaky pipes, rusty water? You could have old or defective pipes. And here's when you don't want to find out about that: after they burst. When do you want to find out about it? Today. Call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe. They will give you a free consultation. They came to my house and they replaced my old disgusting galvanized pipes with beautiful copper pipes, and they showed me the inside of my pipe, and I had no idea, but it was probably weeks from bursting. You have no idea what's going on. in your pipe. So call up Pacific Coast Copper Repipe and have them take a look-see. And who doesn't want more water pressure, more hot water? They're very nice guys. They do, yes, they're conscientious. They do a nice job. And they're very particular. They're perfectionists. And I like that when people are working on my home. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on all of their workmanship. They do everything for you. They pull the permits. They patch it over. And the whole thing can be done in one day. That's what they did for me. They repipe my whole house in one day. So call them up at 1-800-556-PIPE. 1-800-556-PIPE. Or look them up online. PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com.
The Tom Likas Show, kind of like Viagra for your ears, except they don't get big and hard, unless you want them to.
Oh, it looks awful.
97.1.
Stupid me.
Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Free FM.
What kind of driver are you? Are you point A to point B or scenic route? Baby on board or dog in the truck bed. Whoever you are, we're here to help. We're the Power Auto Group, the biggest car buying and selling company around. We can do things for drivers no one else can. Of course we save you money, but we also serve, support, and inform you. It doesn't matter what you drive, how you drive, or why you drive. We're looking out for you with unbiased advice, with education to help you get the most out of your car, with a free 3-day, 250-mile money-back guarantee and a Carfax history report on every used vehicle to help make an informed decision. New or used, buying or selling, let's talk. Visit PowerDirect.com to get started. You can find a dealership, read reviews, calculate payments, compare makes and models, and locate the vehicle that's perfect for you. The Power Auto Group. Finally, there's someone on the driver's side.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Trenton, New Jersey. The New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services warned squirrel hunters about consuming the animals after a hunter found a squirrel he killed near a toxic waste dump was contaminated with lead. Definitely not a Jew.
Yeah, I feel like a Jew doesn't need to be warned not to eat any squirrel meat from the landfill.
Seems intuitive.
Seems intuitive, yes. T.
Yes.
What's coming up in the news, baby doll?
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Yesterday, we talked all about the 43-year-old astronaut from NASA who had actually gone into space last summer. They call her Robo-Chick around the Space Center. But now she's going to forever be known as that crazy astronaut who attacked an Air Force captain for stealing away her man.
Not quite as catchy, but all right.
Yes. Now, a quick correction. We were talking about it earlier, and I said Shakespeare said hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. It was some obscure dramatist, William Congreve. So,
you felt the need to...
Wow.
Yes, I like to keep it correct. Now, here's the news about this 43-year-old angry astronaut who drove, you know, in her diapers 900 miles to attack this woman. She's out on bail right now.
What said about her?
She's out on bail.
Yeah, $25,500 bail. She was fitted with an ankle monitor. She has the GPS on her ankle.
But if anybody could run out on bail, it would be an astronaut.
Well, I would just dog the bounty the hunter. Planet.
Yeah, I would just dog the bounty hunter do that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Thank you.
That's right.
She, here's a shocker. She's officially on 30-day leave and has been removed from flight status.
I think she's on paid leave, too. Is there such a thing? Oh, by the way, paid leave is called vacation time that you be... I pray one day that I say something so horrible on the air that they tell me to stay home for 3 weeks and then pay me for three weeks.
Yes.
The part, the punishment part of having to stay home from your job is not getting the money.
Right.
The part where you stay home and get the money, that's called disability. That's the greatest life ever.
When I got busted at Phoenix, they couldn't wait to figure out if I was going to be guilty or not, because you're innocent until proven guilty, and I couldn't have been more guilty. But until I was proven guilty, they paid me.
That's right.
Wow. Well, you might
Booker Mike August is on that right now.
You might be surprised to find out that NASA, although they do obviously get the best and the brightest when it comes to knowledge of physics, et cetera, they do not do psychological screening.
You
According
know?
To a spokesman from... a spokeswoman from NASA, actually, they do not do psychological screening, and maybe that will change after...
But look, is it the fact that she's an astronaut and possibly a woman and doesn't have a criminal history? That must be most of why we're letting her out, because I feel like if you got busted for a couple traffic warrants, you'd be sitting in there until you rotted. I mean, this person,
a
kidnapping, murder?
Well, they added recently,
right.
they added a attempted first-degree murder charge, so she's out. $25,000 isn't that high a bail for a first-degree murder charge, I would think. I don't know for sure.
I hesitate to bring this back to me, because I'm going to get emails, shut up about yourself. But when I got busted in Phoenix, I was waiting, I looked at Gretchen, who had recently married me. And I said, how much time will we let the judge give me till we run away? And she said, a year.
Really?
I said, if the judge gives me over a year, you'll run with me to Mexico? And she said, absolutely.
That's a good woman.
Dude, that's the toughest chick in the world. But I mean, that's like the... In my world, that was the most romantic thing she has ever done. She'd become an in-flight felon for over a year.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another woman who stands by her man that's sometimes on drugs, Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, she does.
And she's done something interesting, because obviously she runs the Oz Empire.
And he's a good boy, too.
Ozfest is going to cost you this year nothing. Zero. 100% free. You want a ticket to Ozfest this summer?
That's amazing.
It's going to be kicking off in July in Los Angeles, and Sharon's decided it's going to be free because she says, look, you know, kids have had to pay a lot for these concerts. They've had to pay a lot for CDs before they started stealing music. And she says it's going to be free, and she's going to make the corporate sponsors.
Well, let me tell you what the lineup is. A Winger reunion.
That's so funny that you picked that.
Yeah, and Mahogany Rush is doing an acoustic set.
Well, she says, Sharon Osbourne says, quote, I'm not saying that I'm now Mother Teresa or that Ozzy is a saint, but you know what? He's been doing this a long time, and his audience has been really good to him. So if he goes out one summer of his life and he doesn't get paid, big deal.
Well, if Ozzy had any idea that this was going on, he would put an end to it immediately.
You're not supposed to say things, but I won't use his real name, but... At meetings, when you call on him and you point at him, he says his real name. So he goes, which is such a regular name. So he just goes, "Oi, my name's Steve," and then goes on. He doesn't
really
actually say Steve, but it's Bob. It's like the most normal name ever.
Oh, that's Schwartz, not his
though,
real
right?
name.
Ozzy?
Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, Tim Allen, I think, is Tim Allen's real name. The 53-year-old has a new movie coming out. I think it's called Wild Hogs.
He's Santa Claus again?
No, he's done that three times. He's in a movie with John Travolta and William Macy where they're men who have a midlife crisis, so they take to the road in their motorcycles. And yesterday he was on Oprah.
Not since Gone Fishing have I anticipated a movie's arrival.
Well, he was on Oprah, and he told a story about wanting to buy a classic car to make himself feel younger, but it didn't quite work.
Up late one night, and I was going, I'm going to buy a car that reminds me of my youth. That's what I'm going to do. So I watched the Barrett Jackson auction. There was a Hertz Shelby for sale, and I said, call my car guy. He says, I want one of those. That'll make me feel better. He goes, you mean like the one you have?
You're kidding.
I have one of those? He goes, yeah, you got it at your shop out in L.A. He goes, good, I was just checking.
So the people know what he's talking about, because Oprah has no idea what he's talking about. Hertz rental car got the Shelby 350 Mustang Fastbacks, and they rented them out. They painted them up gold and black, their color, and they rented these cars out. It was called Rent-A-Racer. This is what life was like, by the way, before attorneys, everybody.
Oh, my God.
This car rental company would get a couple hundred of these babies. You'd pay $20, and you'd just go down to the drag strip or go pull a Brody on your neighbor's lawn. It didn't matter.
Do you know...
Now they're worth a lot, obviously.
Life was so... And I'm sorry, you guys, but life was so much better before lawyers. You know what else you could do? Punch a jerk in a bar.
Right.
A guy that just wouldn't shut up. You could just go, kaboom, and nothing happened.
That's right.
Now it costs you a fortune.
That jerk's son became a lawyer,
yep.
Danny.
Now, by the way, I've got another quick correction. Tim Allen, not his real name. I wish I was kidding.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Tim Dick.
Really?
Yeah. Is that what they booked him under? He's been busted more than me.
Alan's his middle name spelled differently.
Alan is his middle name. Now, quickly, before I finish up here, we talked about American Idol earlier, but I left out this guy because we didn't have time, and I really loved him. His name's Akron Watson. First, his cousin went in, and his cousin kind of stank up the joint, and then he went in, and you didn't know if he was going to suck, but he had a sweet, sweet face, and you were hoping he'd be good, and here he was.
I was born by the river. In a little tent.
You get the idea. He was very good. But then Simon said he was bored. So then this happened.
I was bored. And it wasn't that long, the audition. Paula.
I must say that when you opened up your mouth to sing, it was a very nice surprise.
But he said he was bored, and I don't want him to be
bored. I was bored.
I don't want him to be bored.
You shouldn't be wasting time talking. You should be doing something that makes him not bored.
I've been really trying.
$5 million a year for that.
Trying to hold back.
Hey. Akron comes back strong. Doesn't he sound good here?
You gotta do stuff that's
like I feel. Like it.
You should be like a singer person. Come on. There's good.
Okay.
The guy from Britain, I can't remember his name. He's to my south.
To my south.
Well, Akron Watson is going to Hollywood.
Hold on, yes. I need $450,000 for that.
Hey, Andy Dick's on the phone. Let's talk right now.
Akron Watson managed to not bore Simon. He got the golden ticket. Tonight, the last idol before they go to Hollywood. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
We need to take a quick break. Be right back to wrap up after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Okay, Mr. Classy. 97.1 Free FM wants to send your classy butt on a delightfully tacky yet unrefined guy getaway to Las Vegas. Just go to our contest page at 971freefm.com and you can enter to win airfare for two to Las Vegas, a two-night stay at the Hooters Casino Hotel in Vegas, and dinner for two served by the girls in the orange shorts. Powered by the Los Angeles Times Travel and Adventure Show, February 10th and 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center, TravelWorm.com, and SoCal's FM Talk Station. That's us, 97.1 Free FM.
We now join FM Talk programming genius Jack Silver for his State of the Station address.
Boys, last year I took a lot of crap for programming 97.1 by Dartboard.
Dartboard? What do you mean, boss?
Simple, Schmendrick. I tape show ideas up on the wall, then I throw a dart. And voila, ask the proctologist, Sunday mornings at 9.
But how do we know listeners will like that?
The answer is, we don't. And up until recently, I didn't even care. Then I actually read some of the emails from the listeners. Oh boy, talk about an eye-opener. They loved Adam Carolla, but wanted a better show. So, we ixnayed the traffic, reduced the amount of commercials, and added Danny Bonaducci. I know, and you Likas fans are going to love this. Coming soon, even fewer commercials, and more Tom Likas.
Yeah!
Fellas, I do the cussing, biatch.
Sorry.
Remember, pinheads, I built this radio station so there's a place where a guy can be a guy. And ladies, we love you too, as long as we can get in your slack.
97.1 BFM, SoCal's FM Talk Station.
If you knew of a place where every playmate shows you everything they've got, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where sexy celebrities don't pose in skimpy outfits and instead shed every stitch of clothing for the camera, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where exclusive cybergirls show you what they've got every week, you'd go there, wouldn't you? Turns out there is such a place. It's called the Playboy Cyber Club. At the Playboy Cyber Club, you'll see hundreds of thousands of images and videos of all your favorite playmates, cybergirls, and celebrities. There's new content added daily, so there's always something new waiting for you. Don't miss hot upcoming features like Girls of MySpace and Playmate of the Year. How do you get into the Playboy Cyber Club? First, you've got to go to 971freefm.com, click on the Playboy Cybergirl of the Day, and then you're on your way to the club. The Playboy Cyber Club. Our members get it. Go there now and get some for yourself.
97.1
jealous.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Yeah, Lennox Financial. You want to own, you do not want to rent. You can't afford not to own. Look, get that down payment by hook or by crook, and then buy yourself something. And when you do buy yourself something, use Lennox Financial. Or maybe you want to do a little refi. Well, then again, Lennox Financial. Not one single dime of closing costs. That's right. Refinance, new purchase, not a damn dime of closing costs. I'm sorry I swore, but I'm upset. Call 888-945-4105. They call it the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. I say that's an understatement. I've said they should go ahead. They got a hell of a product, and they need to get behind it.
You said hell, damn, and it's a small statement.
It is. I'm tired of them soft pedaling themselves. This is important stuff. It is bigger than the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. LennoxHomeLoans.com is where you go. They're licensed by the California Department of Corporations. Call 888-945-4105. Lennox. Lennox Financial.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
Well, I want to thank Sarah Silverman and Nick Swartzen. So you have to go fast when you say it, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Dwight Freeney. Teresa Strasser, Showbiz tonight, 8 o'clock, yeah. CNN, everybody. Headline check that out. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying, mahalo. I'm bringing my Merle Haggard CD over, and I'm going to violate you with a traffic cone.